It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
Good afternoon and welcome, everyone. Nate Lull live from the Carrier Dome in Syracuse. It's the Section 3 Class E Boys Championship game. And once again, I'm joined by Cooperstown expert, former coach, a little bit of everything, Matt Hazard. Great to be back again. We were here Thursday, and here we are again.
Yeah, absolutely. We saw a great game on Thursday where Cooperstown girls topped Little Falls to go on to the state regional down in Binghamton, and hoping that the boys can join them this time around.
If Cooperstown boys win today, for all our local listeners back in the Tri-County area, they would take on Unadilla Valley, who won against Lansing yesterday in the Section 4 Class C Championship game, a game we did right here on CDO from Cortland. So that would be a fun matchup. It would be next Sunday down at the arena in Binghamton. Want to welcome everybody into the Butler Auto Tip-Off Show. Of course, Butler has over 150 vehicles at two locations, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney, across from the Kmart Plaza. Remember, at Butler Auto Sales, we will get you financed. You can apply for credit online at butlerautosales.com. Matt and I are going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll break this one down. There's a lot to talk about here between Cooperstown boys, and of course they're playing Utica Academy of Science. We'll talk a little bit about that when we come back from the Carrier Dome here on WCDO.
Butler Auto Sales in Sydney is growing, so we've increased inventory, service appointments, and our rental fleet to meet demand in 2019. We have two lots packed with over 150 vehicles. We're confident you'll find what you're looking for. Whether it's a heavy-duty truck or a fuel-efficient hybrid, Butler Auto Sales will get you financed. Our wide range of financing plans fit all budgets and all credit situations, and you can even apply online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. We've also added techs to our top-notch service department. Snow tires, alignments, brakes, shocks, any repair at all. Butler is prepared to take care of it in a timely manner. Call 563-1522 for an appointment. And if you need a rental, we've expanded our clean, late-model rental fleet. Our rentals are just $35 a day with unlimited mileage. Let's face it, folks, no one has an inventory like Butler Auto Sales. So stop by Route 7 Riverside in Sydney and Delaware Avenue in Sydney, across from the Kmart Plaza. Check out our huge inventory online at butlerautosales.com.
This year, switch to Morabito. If you're looking to get serious about your energy plan, now is the time. For over 90 years, we've delivered reliable, dependable, and affordable energy. For fuel oil or propane, count on Morabito. With our automatic delivery, budget payment plans, and state-of-the-art heating and cooling equipment, reliability and affordability are just a phone call away. This year, switch to Morabito, where our people make energy different.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back live from the Carrier Dome in Syracuse. It's the Section 3 Boys Class C Championship. It's one seed, Utica Academy of Science, taking on two seed at Cooperstown. So one versus two for the championship. Nate Lull and Matt Hazard with you on WCDO. And Matt, these two teams met twice during the regular season. They split. And so it should be a great battle here today. Both teams very athletic. I think we're going to see quite a track meet.
Absolutely. You know, you go back and you look at this, the course of how this year has played out. Cooperstown started off the season going 16-0, and they actually hosted Utica Academy of Science back in December, and they were actually down 4 at halftime home, and then they came out in the third quarter, and I don't think they missed their first 10 to 12 shots, to be honest with you. And a different story when they went up to play Utica Academy of Science, who plays their home games in different places. They actually played at Herkimer Community College, and they fell short by a 15-16-point margin. And the big story of why that, the big difference, I guess, if you will, from the previous game, Noah Lifgren, the all-league center for Cooperstown, he was sick. He didn't play nearly half the game, and that's a big deal. Jack Lambert for Cooperstown, he gets all the attention, rightfully so. I mean, he has been a statistical monster. But Noah Lifgren controls the center with a 6'5 athletic frame, and it's going to be a lot to take on with you when you look at Utica, who you got your underlining story here, right? You got your private school versus your public school.
Sure, yeah.
And we have this conversation every year when it comes down to the sectional finals, and no matter what class you're on, and that's what we've got here, a perennial power in Cooperstown in the basketball court versus a second-year program in the Utica Academy of Science that now sees themselves here in the sectional championship.
You know, we were just talking off the air a little bit here that the conversation in Section 4 is often with schools like Seton Catholic and things like that. I think local fans in our Sydney listening area can remember BG losing to Syracuse Academy of Science in States last year, the BG girls. So, you know, it's a conversation that there's not much you can do except go out and play right now, and I think the kids don't really think about it that much. They just go out, embrace it, and whoever you got to play, that's who you got to play.
Yeah, you know, Cooperstown comes out of the Center State Conference, and there's a lot of rivalries, but I was talking with somebody earlier today. This has become a little rivalry, especially this year. They both knew at the beginning of the year these were the teams that they had to look at, and they both had them circled, and here we are. We fully expected that these two teams, the top two teams in Section 3, were going to be facing off, and Cooperstown, this is their fourth consecutive year at a title game. Jack Lambert, actually, an underlined story here, is they have a he has a real chance to make some history. He could be the only player in Cooperstown basketball history to win three sectional championships, and that's huge, at least for on the boys' side. Liz Millay did it for the girls, and that's a nice little story here. But you'll be impressed. If you've never seen this Utica team, they get out, they like to run. Think of VCU. They like to try to put a full court press on for most of the game, and now we're talking about a college court. It's a little bit bigger. It'll be interesting to see how Cooperstown and Utica both handle it.
We've seen some highlight reel dunks on social media from this Utica Academy of Science team, so we're looking to see some high flyers today as well. Again, the winner here today will move on to the New York State quarterfinals. They'll play the champion of Section 4, which is Unadilla Valley. UV won yesterday 50-29 over Lansing down at SUNY Cortland. That game will be next Sunday. It's going to be a big day in Section 4 next Sunday, as there's a lot of games at the arena. So go down, make a day of it. The times aren't confirmed yet. Some still things to be worked out there, but it's going to be a full day of basketball.
Yeah, who do you think UV's rooting for in this? They've played Cooperstown the last 2 years. They lost at, or Cooperstown beat them at Unadilla Valley last year. Cooperstown hosted them this year. You know, they return everybody, obviously, with Jackson and Levi, but, you know, it'll be interesting to see. I wonder if they'd rather see somebody new or go with the familiar opponent.
After, you know, talking with Coach Osborne and everybody yesterday at the end of that game, they didn't admit anything to me, but I think they'd love to see Cooperstown. I think they, you know, have played them and would like to get another shot at them, and I think just the whole local versus local thing would... Cooperstown being right over the line in Section 3, I think it would be great for attendance, especially at the arena next week. So.
Absolutely.
But there's going to be a lot of games. The SK girls will be playing, the Cooperstown girls, the UV boys, possibly the Cooperstown boys. Norwich girls will be playing on Saturday, so there's still a lot of local teams in it, folks. So certainly going to be a fun Saturday. Of course, Norwich girls will be playing up here in Syracuse at the SRC Arena. And then all those other teams will be playing down at the arena in Binghamton. So, as I said, if you want to make a full day of it and see all these sectional champions playing in one place, you can do it at the arena next Sunday. And if you keep an eye on WCDOsports.com, we'll get those times for you. We should know by about Tuesday evening, Wednesday morning, what time those games will be. We're going to pause for the national anthem as well as the starting lineups. Again, we're live at the Carrier Dome today, the Section 3 Class C Boys Championship, Cooperstown and Utica Academy of Science. We'll be back on WCDO.
Need a ride? We've got your ride at Butler Auto Rental on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. Choose from our big inventory of late model, low mileage, clean rental vehicles. If you have family in from out of town, need to travel a long distance, or need wheels because your car's being repaired after an accident, Butler Auto Rental has your ride. Cars and now minivans are just $35 a day with unlimited mileage. Butler will also bill your insurance company directly if you've been in an accident. Late model, low mileage, clean auto rentals. Cars and now minivans are just $35 a day with unlimited mileage at Butler Auto Rental. Call 563-1522. That's 563-1522. Visit online at butlerautosales.com.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. Superior can also replace your outdated bathtub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. So call us today and let us help. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. 607-349-0831. That's 607-349-0831.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area local athletes.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back to the Carrier Dome in Syracuse. Nate Lowe, Matt Hazard with you on WCDO. It's the Section 3 Class C Boys Championship game. Again, live at the Carrier Dome on the campus of Syracuse University. Matt is going to have the Cooperstown starters.
Yeah, let's start with the guards. Ryan Lansing, junior, number zero. Easily the most athletic person on Cooperstown. He will get after it. Sometimes it's just making sure that he harnesses in that athleticism, but he can shoot it from the outside. Then you got the point guard, Calvin Sandler, number one, a senior. He is definitely the ball controller on the court, looking to dish more often than shoot, but he can shoot from the outside. Then the all-state player, Jack Lambert, number 20, senior captain. He's the third all-time leading scorer in Cooperstown's history right now with 1,611 points, and we're looking to add to that and hopefully carry them on. Then you've got first forward, number 21, Jesse Frenari, a senior. Really the dirty work. He does everything that you can ask for. Not a huge offensive threat, but he'll get after it on defense. And then you got number 33, the senior captain, center, Noah Lifgren. Like I said earlier in the pregame, he was not 100% when they played last time, and for Cooperstown's two losses, he's been inactive, and that's been the key. So hopefully he can get back. And the key here too is all five players that Cooperstown's starting played on this court last year.
On the other side for Utica Academy of Science and head coach Anthony Lee, they start with senior number one, LaMarcus Merchant, sophomore number two, Daquan Grant, senior number five, Ryan Maddox, senior number 21, Taysir Montero, and junior number 45, Drayton Belton. Cooperstown is in the road black uniforms, the white and the orange trims. Is Cooperstown in orange lettering across the front of the chest. And UAS is in the white uniforms, the navy blue, the maroon trim. It says Adams, A-T-O-M-S, for the Utica Academy of Science Adams here across the front of their uniform. We're underway. UAS will win the opening tip. They'll take it right to the bucket, and Ryan Maddox, their 6'4 senior forward, puts it in. It's 2-0.
And here's Utica picking up full court man-to-man and strips it away right at the start from Calvin Sandler and takes it in.
Daquan Grant with a steal, and it's a quick 4-0 lead for Utica Academy of Science. And this is the pressure you talked about, Matt. Full court, they get right in your face. Lambert's able to handle this one, wants to take it to the rim, partially blocked, and here come the Adams back up the floor in transition. Here is Merchant on the right side. Merchant wants to slow it down now, takes it to the top of the key, an early 4-0 lead for Utica Academy of Science. Left side, Merchant wants to take it to the rim, dumps it off, but he is fouled. And boy, a very, very quick UAS team. They lead 4-0 over Cooperstown. We're 40 seconds in.
Yeah, Jack Lambert, you could already see Cooperstown made a little bit of an adjustment. He took the ball up the court the last time, went right to the rim, it was blocked, but he's going to have to be the leader on this court against this team.
UAS will look to get it in, and they do. They'll find Daquan Grant. Grant wants to take it to the high post. Now goes down low for the big man on the left low block. This is Belton. Has it stripped away, and Funari comes away with it here for Cooperstown. Lost it, though, and the Adams will get it back into the paint. They'll leave it off here, and the left-handed layup is good for Drayton Belton. Early timeout for Cooperstown. A good start for Utica Academy of Science. They lead Cooperstown 6-0. We'll step away for 30 seconds and be right back to the Carrier Dome on WCDO.
Matt's Auto of Otigo is proud to support local high school sports on WCDO. Matt's Auto is just outside of Otigo on County Road 7, a short drive from Jake's Deli. Matt's Auto provides quality general service and repair. They can do it all. Oil changes, brakes, tires, tune-ups, suspension work, engine repair, and they offer computer diagnostic testing. Matt's Auto has been in business since 1994 and is a local shop you can trust. Call 988-9264. That's 988-9264. Or stop by on County Road 7, just down from Jake's Deli. Matt's Auto of Otigo, 988-9264.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back out of the timeout. Cooperstown down the floor. Calvin Sandler tries to go to Lifgren, and it's intercepted again by the Adams. And they'll bring it down the right side for Daquan Grant. A 6-0 lead for Utica Academy of Science over Cooperstown. 6:45 to go in the first quarter. The Section 3 Class C Boys Championship game live from the Dome. Pull-up jumper for the Adams is off the mark, and Lambert skies for a rebound as LaMarcus Merchant misses that one. And here comes Coop the other way. Ryan Lansing for three, off the front of the rim. Rebound here for the Adams, but then a traveling violation here on Drayton Belton. It'll stay with the Hawkeyes.
Yeah, Lansing missed that three-pointer there, but he's had a red-hot sectional tournament so far, and it's key for him. Now, the Cooperstown on the defense, if they can weather this storm a little bit, 6-0, every single basket has been at the rim, make Utica shoot. That's where the strength is, and they inbound it right here to Lifgren on an inbounds play, and he puts it in.
So Lifgren gets the first bucket of the game for the Hawkeyes, and it's 6-2. 6:20 to go in the first quarter. A reach-in foul on Jack Lambert, the Cooperstown star, as that was Utica Academy of Science guard Daquan Grant down the right side. So the first foul of the game is on Lambert for Cooperstown.
Yeah, the strength of this Utica team is their guards. Their bigs are not very skilled. If they can try to get them to put the ball into the paint, that's actually a strength for Cooperstown. So if they can try to force the ball out of the guards' hands, they'll be in good position.
Here are the Adams at the top of the key as they go left to right to start things off. LaMarcus Merchant, senior point guard, with the ball. Will pass for Ryan Maddox. Maddox with a pull-up jumper, left it short, rebound loose on the floor. Both teams scrambling for it here. Taysir Montero went hard down to the deck. We'll have a whistle.
So that's the Cooperstown's third foul of the game. You got one against Lambert, Lanson, and Lifgren, the three stars. So they need to watch themselves here for the next at least 5 minutes, not to get their second one in the first quarter and stay on the floor.
Just under 6 minutes to go, first quarter. UAS is leading Cooperstown 6-2. Little reverse layup here is up and good for UAS. That was Daquan Grant putting it in. And now on the inbounds pass, we're going to have a foul on the Adams, I believe, here with 5:50 to go, first quarter, still 8-2. So the foul there was on Grant, his first, team's first. So Cooperstown with three team fouls and Utica Academy of Science with one.
Full court press right in your face, man-to-man. There's... get used to this. They're going to be doing this the entire game. Home run pass, trying to go to Ryan Lansing.
So they go to Lansing. They use his speed. They get the ball in. Lansing dishes for Lifgren, who gets it to the right low block. Lost control of it. Adams come away. Right side, down the floor. They try to take it to the rim, and Lambert comes back and is able to block Daquan Grant out of bounds. 5:40 to go, first quarter. Adams will hold on to the ball. They lead Cooperstown 8-2.
What a block, but also what a gutsy move. He gets a second foul there, and there could be some real problems for Cooperstown, but he gets a piece of it, and now it's just Utica's ball under bounds.
Merchant will work it in to Ryan Maddox. Again, the 6'4 lanky senior for the Adams will go to the right side. Now he gets it back into the orange paint, tries to dump it off on the right baseline. Adams are in a little bit of trouble, so they'll work it back out here for Merchant on the right side with 5:20 to go, first quarter.
Cooperstown switched to a 2-3 zone now.
Merchant to the top of the key. They'll go to the right side. They fire up a three. It's off the mark. Ball out of bounds. No, somehow it stayed in, but Cooperstown will rip it away. Here's Lansing. Lansing, 2-on-1 if he can hurry. Wants to take it to the rim, and he's fouled as he goes up for the little Dr. J finger roll. With 5:10 to go in the first, it's UAS 8, Cooperstown 2.
Lansing actually missed Frenari, who had leaked out there on the left side. He had an easy bounce pass, but he took it to the rim. He's going to the line at least. If he makes a second one, it allows Cooperstown to try to set up their press, which Utica hasn't seen yet.
And so Lansing will settle in. Cooperstown just trying to kind of get some pace here, settle in a little bit as Lansing gets the first shot to go.
Just remember, a year ago, Cooperstown was on the sidelines for. Cooperstown fell behind totally 20-plus and really worked themselves back into it with the last-second opportunity to win the game.
Lansing's shot is up and good. Even if he had missed, it would have been a violation there on UAS, but he does get it to go, and it's 8-4. So got to be impressed with the Hawkeyes just holding tight here in this first quarter, trying to weather the storm, as you said, Matt. Adams with the ball. Now go to LaMarcus Merchant. Pumps the brakes, wants to set up the offense with 20 on the shot clock, 4:50 to go, first quarter. UAS 8, Cooperstown 4. into the right corner. Lansing was able to tip it, and he wanted it to go off the hands of Daquan Grant. The officials say it last went off of Lansing. Adams will hold on.
Lansing is so quick in everything. His feet, his hands, etc. An all-state cross-country runner, baseball player, basketball player. He is a tremendous athlete, and he's showing it here on the court.
Would you say? I mean, I know he loves baseball. Is that his best sport, you think?
That's his favorite, that's for sure.
UAS will get into the Syracuse S at midcourt, stolen by Lansing. Speak of the devil. Good fake, little up and under, finishes. Smart, heady move there by Lansing, and it's 8-6.
What a fake. Now they set up their press, 1-2-2 with Lifgren up top, and Lifgren unfortunately just got his second foul 80 feet away from the hoop, which is going to put them in some serious trouble. You might see John Kennedy come back in here.
That is one thing for Cooperstown that they do have sitting on the bench, the big 6'8". John Kennedy is able to come in at any time, but looks like they'll try something different here.
Yeah, they're going to go Ben Taffaro. The problem with John Kennedy is 6'8", but he's 275 pounds, athletic 275 pounds, but getting up and down this court, longer court in this fast environment could be tough, but he actually does enter now for Jesse Ferrari.
So Kennedy will come in, and he'll have to play smart here as the speed of this game is next level for sure so far. 4.5 to go, first quarter. UAS leads Cooperstown 8-6. The Section 3 Class D Boys Championship game winner will play Unadilla Valley. And we're going to have a official timeout here. The official is pointing to, looks like the knee of Jack Lambert might have some sort of a cut on his knee. They'll need to get him a Band-Aid or something here. But just want to recognize some of our special sponsors for today's game. We talked about them on Thursday as well, but without them, we wouldn't be here. NYCM Insurance of Edmiston, Schneider's Bakery on Main Street in Cooperstown, the Leather Stocking Group on Chestnut Street in Cooperstown, Mel's at 22 Restaurant, of course, the Clark Sports Center, and Trossett Group Attorneys. Many more to recognize throughout today's game as well. So Lambert's going to have to go over to the bench, and they'll have to get Spencer Lewis to come in for a little bit here for Coop while they make sure that Lambert's all taken care of.
Any possession with Lambert off the court is a problem for Cooperstown, but Spencer Lewis comes in. He's an outside deep threat.
UAS takes it to the rim. Good hanging jumper here for LaMarcus Merchant. His first points, and UAS leads 10-6.
Now Calvin Chandler's going to have to step up. He's going to have to be the primary ball handler with Lambert out of the game. And now Cooperstown's going to have to find an offensive person. It's either going to be Lanson or Lewis with all likelihood.
Lewis at the top of the key, tries a crossover, left side, will now go to the right side. Cooperstown faking on a three, no, it's going to be a traveling violation on Calvin Sandler. Lambert's going to check back in, so he got that wrapped up as fast as he could. Lewis to the bench, a turnover for the Hawkeyes. 3:55 to go first quarter, UAS leads Cooperstown 10-6. And so the Adams will work it up the floor, and boy, very impressed with the athleticism of this team so far, and they're not afraid to go to the bench either. So here is Merchant again, wants to take it to the rim. Rejected there by John Kennedy. The big man swats it out of bounds.
Now, just to paint a picture here, you had Owen Kennedy last year for Cooperstown, first-team All-State center. His younger brother, who wrestled last year, yep, is now a sophomore, and he was wrestling at the 285 weight class, and here he is playing in the sectional final this year.
Again, as you said earlier, Cooperstown was in this game last year, fell down in the first half, I believe just about 16, 18, 20 points to Tully. They were able to come back, lost by one last year in this contest. This year trying to hang tough with Utica Academy of Science. A miss here by the Adams, and Cooperstown will come back across midcourt. Here's Lambert. Pull-up jumper from the foul line is short. Rebound here for the Adams, and Ryan Maddox will come out of there, and then a foul on Lansing, and that's going to be his second.
Yeah, so now you got Lansing and Lifgren both with two. Lambert is going to have to go. John Lambert is going to have to go deep into his bench here if he wants it. But he's going to roll with Lansing right now because he's got to have the good defense out there.
3:15 to go in the first quarter. A lot of these fouls for Cooperstown just kind of unneeded in the early part. I'm sure they'll want a few of those back. Ball is loose at midcourt, taken away here. Hot potato, and the Adams somehow come away with it. Getting to the high post. Now we're going to have a jump ball. As two players got tied up, the arrow is going to give it back to Cooperstown. Good defense there by Calvin Sandler to hang on. So again, 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. UAS leads Cooperstown 10-6. And Matt, your thoughts? It still seems like both teams are trying to find a rhythm here. It's a little helter-skelter.
Absolutely. Every shot is, or every score has actually been next to the rim. So there's been nothing from the outside yet. Both of these teams like to shoot the three. There actually haven't been many taken. There's only been two taken so far, and they haven't connected.
And here is Calvin Sandler across midcourt to the right side. Stripped ball out of bounds. Will stay with the Hawkeyes.
UAS and man. The UAS coach, before the game started and all the articles, he referenced you need to shut down Lambert. There's two approaches. Either let Lambert score and shut down the rest, or take on Lambert, and they're choosing to take him on.
Lambert will get the inbounds pass left side. A little 10-footer won't go. Rebound for UAS with Ryan Maddox. Into the hands of Merchant across midcourt. Will find his man. Kennedy almost blocked it from behind, but E.J. Crowder with the bucket for UAS. It's 12-6. So Cooperstown trailing by six with 2.5 to go in the first quarter here at the Carrier Dome. Here is Calvin Sandler. Wants to take it to the rim. Tried to dish it off. The Adams will steal it, though, and work it back down the floor on the right side. They'll take it to the rim. Little bank shot won't go. Rebound for Crowder. Wants to put it up, and this one rolls around the bowl but won't go down. Rebound for the Hawkeyes. Cooperstown needs a bucket. They'll come back up the floor. Ball out of bounds. No, stayed in somehow. From behind, Merchant was able to pick a pocket. And now he'll pump the brakes. Wants to slow it down a little bit here for UAS. 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. Utica Academy of Science leads Cooperstown 12-6.
This is a big defensive possession for Cooperstown. Keep it at six.
Darius Stuckman will try to take it right baseline here for the Adams. Punched out of bounds by Cooperstown, but it'll stay with UAS. And boy, Cooperstown not afraid to use the bench here in the early going either as Kyle Meyer comes in.
Yeah, Cooperstown will play almost everybody on their bench. But the key here is you could just see right now the quickness of Utica being a real problem for Cooperstown.
Adams will throw it away on the inbounds pass. Tried a long pass to the left side, and it was off the hands there of the guard, Darius Stuckman.
I think we're only 6 minutes into the first. We're 6 minutes into the first quarter, and I think Utica's already played 10 guys.
Yeah,
they're just shuffling. They're trying. They're saying we're going to run these guys as hard as we possibly can.
Cooperstown will get the ball in. They'll try to take it down low. Kennedy didn't see the hot pass coming there from Calvin Sandler. Out of bounds, it goes off of his hands and back to UAS. With a minute 50 to go in the first quarter, the Adams are leading the Hawkeyes 12-6. So Cooperstown trying to find their way here in the first quarter.
And Cooperstown, without Lifgren on the floor and Lansing, they go back into a half-court man-to-man.
So the Adams will go left side now. They want to take it to the baseline. Shot was blocked by Kennedy. Comes back down into the hands here of Ryan Maddox. His second chance won't go, and Kennedy will scoop up the rebound.
Kennedy actually got a piece of that layup.
Now for Lambert down the floor. Creates some space. Goes to Lewis on the far side for three. Rattles in and out, and a rebound for Maddox. And here comes UAS. Back to midcourt for Maddox. The tall, lanky 6'4 guard into the paint, lost control of it. And again, the hot potato comes free. Cooperstown tries to take advantage. Lewis to the rim, and he's fouled here by UAS. And that'll be Jordan Donato, who is whistled for the infraction. 1:10 to go, first quarter. UAS 12, Cooperstown 6. Boy, fast pace, up and down. You can see both teams, they're making each other work here.
Yeah, they're gasping for air right now. This long court, right, and the shooting, the long court, the endurance, it's all going to play a factor. Not so much right now in the first quarter, but when we start looking at the third, fourth quarter, and Jesse Fornari's coming back in for Kyle Meyer. Jesse, I would say, has some of the best leadership skills on this team, and he can really try to settle this team into a comfort zone.
They'll go inside to Kennedy at the left low block, and that's 6'8", 275, gets it done, and he puts it home for a bucket for Cooperstown.
Yeah, so Cooperstown's 8 points, four of them have come on under the basket out-of-bounds plays, which is huge.
UAS 12, Cooperstown 8. Here's the Adams again streaking to the basket. No good. Kennedy, another rebound as he cleans the glass. 50 seconds to go, first quarter. Lambert still looking for a bucket. Left side, tried to cross over, lost it. Cooperstown's able to scoop it up and help him out with Calvin Sandler. Sandler at the top of the key. We'll get to the right side. Gets off the screen. Backdoor cut. Nice pass for Lambert. Gets the bucket and he's fouled. Big time basket for Cooperstown for Jack Lambert, the senior captain.
Yeah, who would have thought coming into this game, 35 seconds into the game, you've got a guy that scored 1,600 points in his first two come with 34 seconds. And now Cooperstown's only down two. Lambert going to the line for one. They weathered the storm. That was the key, right? Adams came out hot and Hawkeye slowly started to creep their way back, and now they can get it within one with 34 seconds left.
Well, as you said, I mean, they're really making Lambert work for everything as he goes for the three-point play here, and he earned all three. It's 12-11 with 30 seconds to go in the first quarter. UAS leading by a single point. This has been great effort here by Cooperstown because really, I mean, UAS came out and from my perspective, they kind of punched Cooperstown in the mouth and the Hawkeyes said, okay, we're here. 20 seconds left. Shot clock is off, so the Adams are standing at midcourt. And the senior guard, LaMarcus Merchant, is directing traffic. You can tell he's a heady guard here. He wants to work down the time. Merchant goes left side. Now a great pass down low, and the bucket is good. Somehow weaved it through traffic and found Montero. It's 14-11, a half-court heave won't go. One quarter in the books. It's UAS 14, Cooperstown 11, here at the Carrier Dome in Syracuse. The Section 3 Class D Boys Championship will be back on WCDO.
Your friends from C.H. Lander's Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Welcome back. Start of the second quarter here on WCDO. Nate Lowe and Matt Hazard with you on CDO today. Also, WCDOsports.com, our web stream, as always, brought to you by SFCU. UAS leads 14-11 over the Cooperstown boys here at the Carrier Dome. Jim Boeheim Court in Syracuse. Adams with the ball. Straight away three, and this one is off the back of the rim. It's a miss there for Merchant. Rebound is scooped up here by UAS. Ryan Maddox will get it back to Merchant.
Yeah, so as we talked about in the first quarter, UAS came out hot 6-0, and then Cooperstown really climbed themselves back into the game.
Maddox with a straightaway three, nothing but net there for Maddox, and it's 17-11.
The most important person in the first quarter for Cooperstown, I think, was actually John Kennedy. Lowe Lifgren got a second foul. Kennedy went in, got a couple of rebounds, and actually weathered that storm.
Calvin Sandler with a bucket as he goes all the way through traffic and makes it 17-13 with a layup on the left wing side. Maddox tries another three. Left this one short, not enough mustard on it. Out of bounds. Kennedy had good position. Last touched by the Adams, as that was Drayton Belton. Off his fingertips, goes back to the Hawkeyes.
Cooperstown might have been a beneficiary of a call right there. Can't imagine that the smaller kid outjumped Kennedy there and got a hand, but Cooperstown's got the ball, bringing the ball up the court.
And back up the floor across the big Syracuse S is Calvin Sandler. Cooperstown trails by four with 6:50 to go in the second quarter. Lambert with the ball. Works off a screen, wants to pull up, and he is fouled at the foul line. They'll say they got him on the elbow. UAS doesn't agree, but Lambert will head to the line.
UAS has their fourth kid that they've put on Lambert to try to guard him. They're really trying to funnel through and really work Jack in this first half, trying to hold Cooperstown back. But, you know, if Cooperstown can slow this game down and play more at their pace instead of Utica's pace, that's where the success is going to be. They learned real quick in the first 4 minutes they aren't going to be able to run with Utica.
Lambert's first foul shot is good. Second one coming at the line. Lambert goes 2-for-2. He's almost automatic at the line. 6:45 to go in the second quarter. It's a two-point ball game. UAS 17, Cooperstown 15 here at the Carrier Dome in Syracuse, the campus of Syracuse University. Adams slowing it down here a little bit to start the second quarter, running through some half-court sets. As they go left to right, they'll have it straight away. Now they go right wing side, and they have it for Daquan Grant. Grant finds Maddox, pull-up jumper in the paint from the ACC logo is good. And Grant has a team-high 6 points for the Adams, and it's 19-15.
Grant and Maddox are...
Now a steal here by Merchant, wants to go up, and a foul here on Calvin Sandler. Sandler and Merchant really went toe-to-toe there with 6:15 to go in the second quarter. Some physical action.
Actually, a little surprise there. Calvin Sandler had a couple hands on the back that they didn't call an intentional after the steal. But Maddox for UAS, Maddox and Grant, those are the two players that Cooperstown has to watch out for. Right now, they've got 11 of the 19 points. That's what's huge for UAS, is if they can get those two kids involved, and if on the other side, if Cooperstown can hold them back, that's what will keep them in the game.
Merchant can't get the first one to go. 6:15 to go, second quarter. You know, Cooperstown was upset. They thought Merchant had a reach-in foul. They didn't get it. Then he went up for the layup. Sandler got a little physical with him, so the rivalry is on. He goes 0-for-2. Merchant does at the line. Maddox a rebound. His rebound opportunity won't go. He shot an air ball. Rebound here for Lambert. Lambert trying to go coast-to-coast. Kicks into the corner. Blocked out of bounds. as he passed out for Calvin Sandler, and Maddox was there to say no.
Looking back at that last possession, though, that was actually a good foul for Cooperstown, sending them to the rim, wasting up a little bit of time, and no score coming out of it for UAS.
Adams take a timeout, 19-15 the score, UAS on top of Cooperstown, 6 to go in the second. We'll be back on CDO.
Cold winter weather, tough vehicle starts, difficult driving conditions. Stop at Sydney Tire, your family vehicle safety center. They can evaluate your tires and antifreeze level. The experienced staff at Sydney Tire can help you to maintain your vehicle in top condition through the cold winter months. So stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back. Section 3 Class C Boys Championship game here at the Dome today. It's Utica Academy of Science leading Cooperstown 19-15, 6 minutes to go in the second quarter. Hawkeyes with the ball. They're in the black with the white and orange trim going right to left. Straight away here for Sandler. Wants to take it down low. A foul, though, is on UAS as Fernari got run over there, I believe. Yes, and the foul's going to be on Merchant.
Yeah, that's what Cooperstown keeps on doing. They keep on throwing up their two forwards for high screens for either Lambert or Sandler, hoping to get around the corner and either pull up or penetrate the lane and get a dish.
Team foul situation. Both teams with six fouls each. That keeps you updated. Cooperstown with the ball. Here's Sandler at midcourt. Goes to Jack Lambert on the right wing side in front of the UAS bench. And, well, let's see. It looks like a timeout is taken here by Cooperstown. A quick move here by Coach Lambert. We're going to step away. 5:40 to go in the second quarter with the score. UAS 19, Cooperstown 15. We'll step away for 60 seconds on CDO.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. With locations in Delhi, Margaretville, Davenport, Hobart, and our loan production office on the corner of Ford and Main Streets in Oneonta, DNBD meets all your financial needs. And make sure to visit our new loan office in Sydney, too. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
5:40 to go in the second quarter. Nate Lowe, Matt Hazard with you on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Section 3 Boys Class C Championship here at the Dome today. UAS leads 19-15. Out of the timeout, Cooperstown with the ball. Here's Lambert into the paint, and UAS is all over him. Can't get the shot off. Well, he partially does. It was blocked and then taken away by the Adams. Stolen back here by Cooperstown. Here's Kennedy at midcourt. Finds Lambert into the paint. Pull-up jumper fading away. No good. Rebound here for the Adams, and the track meet is on. Maddox back up the floor. We'll find Merchant. Merchant gets into the paint at the left low block, and it's going to be a foul on Cooperstown underneath. Just a quick penetration by UAS is so hard to stop if you're Cooperstown.
This is a big call, though, who they're going to call it on, if it's going to be Calvin Sandler or Jack Lambert. And they call it on Jack Lambert. That's his second foul. So now you got Lansing, Lifgren, and Lambert all with two.
Lansing's going to come back in, it looks like, at the next whistle. As Merchant will go to the line. He struggled there today. First one is good here. We'll have full halftime stats for you coming up during our Morabito Energy Products halftime report. UAS with a 5-point lead, 20-15, 5:15 to go second quarter.
Now you got a moment on the bench. You look, Coach John Lambert talking to his son, a star player, Jack Lambert, trying to get him into the position where he's going to lead this team. 6-point game now is a big time for Cooperstown.
Merchant goes 2-for-2 at the line for UAS. They lead 21-15. Lansing is back in the game with those two fouls. He'll have to be careful. Lansing with a good move on the right wing side, hands it back off for Sandler. Sandler bounce pass for Fernari on the left side. Back to Sandler straight away. Shot clock is at 20. Lots of time for Cooperstown. Spencer Lewis is in. Goes to Lansing. Dishes down low for Kennedy. Trying to establish that size. His little baby hook from the right side won't go. Adams with a rebound. Ahead now for Maddox at the left low block off the glass. Won't go. Rebound is right there, and that also won't go down. Point blank opportunity for Shamar Mills, and he missed it.
If nothing else, Kennedy's giving him big minutes. He walks away with the rebound right there. Lifgren is ready to come in. I was just about to say, I think it's time for Coach Lambert to bring both of them. You got Lambert and Lifgren sitting at the scorer's table ready to check in. It's a big time. Jesse Fornari.
Straight away for three. That's off the mark. Another rebound for the Adams. They try the home run ball to Maddox. It's too tall, out of bounds, and back to Cooperstown. Frantic pace here between these two. Lambert's going to come back in. Lifgren back in. Lewis to the bench, as well as Lansing. With 4:15 to go in the second quarter, it's UAS leading Cooperstown 21-15.
Yeah, just to build off of that, Cooperstown has gotten here based on their senior leadership. You got to go with the seniors at this point, foul trouble or not. It's a 6-point game. You got to keep it here for Cooperstown.
Yeah, this would be key if you can keep it in this range or chip away at it a little bit before the halftime break. Lambert, pull-up jumper, left it short, not enough spice on it. Rebound for the Adams, and they're looking to run. They'll try to take it all the way. Lifgren comes streaking back for a rebound, stolen by Maddox, though, and he puts it up and in. Maddox now with seven, just stole the outlet pass and then had a wide-open layup, and UAS leads 23-15. Lambert into the corner. Now straight away here for Lewis. Back to Lambert. He tries a three. Dies on the front of the rim. Rebound for the Adams. And then a foul underneath on the Hawkeyes. I think that's going to be on Lifgren, which would be his third.
His third, but two of them are 90 feet away from the hoop. And now you got Cooperstown. You got some real foul trouble issues here. Eight fouls. Seven of them have come against their top three stars.
The foul situation is 8 for Cooperstown, 6 for Utica Academy of Science, so it's pretty even on the team side of things. It's just, as you said, Matt, that the Cooperstown fouls are all against some of their top three guys.
Well, if they can just...
Maddox will settle in. First shot, good.
Cooperstown's got some... Now they're giving up size. They're giving up some speed, and they really got to control the situation, get some really good efficient shots. I think that last shot was a little quick in the shot clock, which Coach Lambert looked like he was telling Jack. They got to work through it a little bit more.
Second one is good for Maddox. He's got nine, and it's UAS 25, Cooperstown 15, biggest deficit of the game for the Hawkeyes. Here is Lambert across midcourt, trying to save his senior season here. Lambert will get into the paint, wants to take it to the rim, floats it up and in for Jack Lambert.
What a great take. He went right through the defender, trying to get the and-one situation. No call, but he put the ball in the hoop, which is all that matters at this point. Fornari gets the defensive rebound. Cooperstown has a chance to cut back into it.
Adams had a quick jumper in transition. It wouldn't go. Fornari with the rebound, and he finds Lambert, who again wants to take it to the rim. The floater is off the mark, but he is fouled and will head to the line. With 3:05 to go in the second quarter, it's UAS 25, Cooperstown 17.
Nate, we're in the sectional final, right? Who steps up at this point? Your stars. This is what Jack is trying to do. He's taking the ball off the floor, saying, clear out the way, let me take it to the hoop, either get to the rim or get to the basket, or get a basket for them. And he puts the first foul shot up and in, and this is what he's got to do. Cut it down to seven, try to get it to six. We got 3 minutes left in the half.
This would be big for Cooperstown. As we said, if they could keep it in that five or six range, get into the locker room, make some adjustments, get a quick breather, because this game has been very up and down. Lambert to the line, looking for his second one. Got it. So Lambert's got nine, and there's a lot to be said in a pace like this, in this game, how hard it is to catch your breath and make those foul shots. So a good job there by Lambert. 3 minutes to go, second quarter. UAS leads 25-19. Maddox hanging in the air. It won't go. Seemed to be floating up there, but gets his own rebound. Back to the top of the key now. The Adams will look to reset. They'll try to take it inside, and a foul as Darius Stuckman was split by two defenders. Let's see who it's on. Team's ninth here for Cooperstown. Looks like the foul was on Kyle Meyer. So Meyer goes back to the bench here after the foul, and Spencer Lewis comes in.
Utica's guards are just so quick. They're getting them right off the dribble, getting to the hoop, and getting them in trouble. But you gotta, if you're Cooperstown, I know it hasn't been going well, but it's you're down six, seven now, and you're sitting yourself saying, I've played with my stars on the bench most of this half. We're actually in a position that I think you can really build off of and come from.
Stuckman goes 2 for 2 at the line after being fouled, and UAS leads 27-19. And now it looks like Fornari is going to have to go over to the bench here, as he might have a cut on his face or on his hands. Now it looks like maybe a split lip, something along those lines, with 2:50 to go in the second quarter. So not only has it been a fast game, it's been a physical game.
Yes, it has.
Utica Academy of Science leads Cooperstown 27-19. Thanks for joining us here today at the Carrier Dome. We're glad to have you along. Everybody is going to have to step up on this bench today if Cooperstown wants to get back in this game in the Section 3 championship. They'll go to Spencer Lewis on the right side. Pump fakes on a three. Lost control of the ball. Now gets it back to Lambert. NBA range three for Lambert is too strong. Kennedy scoops up that rebound. Puts it up. Too strong on his chance. Rebound goes to Lambert. Left elbow jumper rattles in and out. Kennedy fighting for it. This time lost it and a foul underneath. Believe this one's going to be on Kennedy with 2:20 to go before the half.
Right now you got Jack Lambert actually talking to one of the officials, and I got to be on the same page with him. There were two shots here, one from 3-point, one from 2-point, where the defender ran through him and he didn't get a foul call. And then you have a situation where on a defensive rebound for Utica, they call it over the back, and that's what's frustrating for any coach. When you get a situation where you got your shooter getting run through, no foul, and then you have on the other end a foul 95 feet away from the hoop.
2:23 to go in the second quarter. Utica Academy of Science leading Cooperstown 27-19. Hawkeyes trying to stay in touch here before the halftime break. They've had some of their major players in foul trouble and on the bench for a majority of the first half, and they're hanging tough. First foul shot is no good here for Shamar Mills.
You got to wonder what Osborne and Unadilla Valley is thinking watching this game right now.
Yeah, a lot of the UV team is here along with head coach Matt Osborne scouting for next Sunday's game, we should say. Second shot is for Mills, up and good. I would say that their eyebrows have to be raised right now because obviously UV did play Cooperstown earlier in the year, but nobody in the MAC has seen a team like Utica Academy of Science, that's for sure. 28-19 is the score, and Cooperstown brings a lot to the table as well. They'll try a left side three ball here for Sandler. Huge shot for Calvin Sandler from downtown. Makes it 28-22. Coop needed that one. Maddox to the left side will work it back up to Grant. Again, Cooperstown just trying to keep it reasonable here with 2 minutes to go in the second quarter. Be huge if they could make a little run before the half. Maddox to the foul line. Dishes to the right side. A three ball here is off the mark and no good. Ball is knocked around, ricocheted to the near side. Adams somehow come up with it. They'll throw it towards midcourt. Maddox will scoop it up. Maddox into the paint. Tries a little up and under, and he's fouled with a minute 45 to go in the second quarter. They just get to the hoop so easily.
Yeah, it took us 14 minutes to get our first three-pointer in this game on a great dish from Ben Safaro to Calvin Sandler. And then Cooperstown couldn't get the defensive rebound and kept on the floor. And you see Utica, they've got bodies flying everywhere. They're diving for everything.
Maddox's first shot is up and good, and he's got 10 points. Yeah, they are not afraid to get on the floor and go for loose balls. And they're so quick that when there is a loose ball, they have a great chance of getting it.
But they are so quick that the guards for Cooperstown aren't able to keep them in front of them on the defense, and they're getting Lifgren and Kennedy deep in there, and they either can't foul because they're in foul trouble or they're getting a foul, and it's putting them in a bad position.
Maddox goes 2 for 2, and it's 30-22, UAS on top of Cooperstown. Sandler gets across midcourt. Sandler is fouled as he got just inside the three-point arc on a reach-in. So the fouls are pretty even right now. Cooperstown with 10 team fouls. It's going to be 8 on UAS. So it's just been a physical first half for both sides. And this will send Sandler to the line. Boy, Utica Academy of Science just rotating players constantly here. I wonder, as we talked earlier, is that part of the game plan? Just try to wear Cooperstown out.
I think it is. I think they're sitting there saying, we're deeper. We're going to run. And it is, so far in this first half, it's worked.
Sandler to the line, too strong. Kennedy with a rebound. Kennedy at the right low block, puts it up, can't get it to go, but he is fouled after he missed the shot, and he'll go to the line to shoot two. And we'll say Kennedy's given them some huge minutes with Lifgren on the bench.
Absolutely. He's got 5 rebounds. Half of them, I'd say 3 or 4 of them are on the offensive end. And he's only got 2 points going to the rim, or going to the foul line here, but it's more of he's filled the gap for Noah Lifgren, which has been huge.
First shot is good here for Kennedy. He's got 3 points.
Pretty good touch for a 6'8 sophomore right there.
You know, a lot of times in high school basketball, you see 6'8 on the roster. The guy's not really 6'8. Kennedy is 6'8.
He might be 7'8 from looking at some of these kids.
Kennedy gets the second one to go. The bank is open. And it's 30-24 with a minute and a half to go in the second quarter.
Now Coach Lambert taking a good approach. He's going offense, defense. He takes Kennedy and Lambert, both with two fouls off, brings in some guards, and he's going to try to go a little bit smaller. They're giving up size, there's no doubt. But if he can go offense, defense this last minute and a half.
UAS with the basketball. They go to Maddox, who's their leading scorer, into the paint. Hanging jumper is good. He's tall, he's lanky, and he's tough to defend, and it's 32-24. He's got 13. Sandler across midcourt. Sandler, right side, will work it back out here for Frenari. Back to Sandler for three, too strong, missed it. Rebound goes back to Sandler. Wants to take it to the rim this time. Up and under, good for Sandler. He's got seven.
Sandler can be very crafty. He's the only person that's played every minute of this first half, and it's showing. He's showing some leadership here, and then UAS calls a timeout.
UAS leads Cooperstown 32-26. We'll keep it right here as we want to recognize some of our special sponsors, including SFCU, Amphenol of Sydney, the Cooperstown Booster Club, the National Baseball Hall of Fame, Bank of Cooperstown, and Stewart Shops. We are your ice cream shop. Now we'll step away. The Section 3 Class C Boys Championship game, UAS 32, Cooperstown 26, under a minute to go before the half. We'll be back on CDO.
Finding a contractor that you can trust can be difficult, but not when you rely on Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From custom building and expert remodeling, including kitchens and baths, as well as plumbing, heating, and electrical work, Cohen and Fraser Builders see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426. Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back, folks. Minute to go in the second quarter. UAS 32, Cooperstown 26. The Section 3 Class C girls, or boys, I should say, championship game. It's been a long week, folks. We've done a lot of girls' games, a lot of guys' games. Probably one of the best weeks of the year, though.
Absolutely. Well, you know, Cooperstown's given up 32 points this first half. I think that's a story. They typically only give up 20 to 25 points. They rely on their defense. So it's been a little bit more of an outpouring for Utica this time around.
UAS with the ball. 20 on the shot clock, 40 on the game clock. Second quarter winding down. Maddox pull-up jumper. He's automatic right now. He's got 15. And UAS leads 34-26. 30 ticks left on the clock. Here is Sandler. We'll work it off for Lambert. Pull-up jumper for Lambert. Hits the front of the rim. Won't go down. Rebound. Jump ball. He's going to keep it with the Hawkeyes as Frenari got tied up. Looked like he got hit in the nose. Must have had a bloody nose earlier.
Yeah, when he had to go off, I think they just did the old stuff the tissue up the nose, tried to clot it up a little bit.
He's working out there, though, and back in the game, doing what he needs to do. This will be big for Cooperstown to try to get a bucket. They go inside for Kennedy. He goes up, and he's blocked. That he is fouled with 21 seconds left. And if they can get Kennedy the ball, he's just trying to do the old-fashioned go up and see if I get hacked here.
Utica didn't like that call because Ryan Maddox went up and he definitely blocked him. However, it was the play on the floor before that where they had hands all over him.
Kennedy to the line. His first shot, no good. Both teams with 10 team fouls here in the first half. 21 seconds to go. It's 34-26, live from the Carrier Dome today in Syracuse. Kennedy steps in for his second shot. This one dies on the back of the rim and falls in. Hey, it works. Kennedy with five. Shot clock's off, 20 seconds left. Adams can play for the last shot if they wish. It's 34-27. LaMarcus Merchant, the senior guard, directing traffic. Goes to Taysir Montero, far side, back for Grant at the top of the key. Now for Maddox, back to Grant, right side, dials up a three, no good. Rebound with 2 seconds left. Lewis, a half court, he partially blocked it, it won't go. Our
of course,
halftime score.
Maddox that got it.
Yeah. I mean, he just seems to be everywhere.
Yeah.
So Utica Academy of Science leads Cooperstown 34-27 at the halftime break. The Section 3 Boys Class C Championship game here at the Carrier Dome. We'll step away. We'll be back with our Maravito Energy Products halftime report. For Matt Hazard, I'm Nate Lull. We'll be back on CDO.
WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. Nate Lull, Matt Hazard with you live at the Carrier Dome. It's time now for the Maravito Energy Products halftime report. Remember, when you use your Maravito Rewards Plus card, you'll save instantly right at the pump. See for yourself at Maravito. You can call them at 563-HEAT. That's 5-6-3 Heat. Our halftime score is UAS 34, Cooperstown 27. And been an exciting first half, very up and down, very physical. And let's go through our scoring summary. First for UAS, 15 points at the team and a game high from Ryan Maddox. 6 points from Daquan Grant, 4 from LaMarcus Merchant, 2 apiece from Darius Stuckman, Taysair Montero with 2, E.J. Crowder with 2, Drayton Belton with 2, 1 for Shamar Mills. On the other side for Cooperstown, team high 9 points from Jack Lambert, 7 from Calvin Sandler, 5 from John Kennedy, 4 from Ryan Lansing, and 2 from Noah Lifgren. Foul trouble plaguing the Hawkeyes in the first half.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you got Lansing, Lambert, both with 2. You got Lifgren with 3. And before the game started, I said that Lifgren, I think, was going to be the key to this game. If when he's on the floor, Cooperstown just is more balanced. They're more settled. There's a third offensive threat. You got inside, outside. When he comes off the court, you mentioned it, John Kennedy just making himself big right now. He's getting the ball, going to the line, but I don't think anybody would argue that Lifgren's a little bit more automatic, a little bit more athletic. It took Lambert, you know, he had those 9 points. They were all really in the second half. He got to a three-point play in the, second quarter. He got a three-point play at the end of the first quarter, but UAS has done a great job to stop him. But Cooperstown has to find an answer for Ryan Maddox. He's got 17 points. He's got 8 rebounds. He's just a monster. Yep. And that's why Lifgren is important, because he's the one that would clog that. He's the one that can go jump for those rebounds with him. Because I think you were talking before the athleticism. I think you referenced that he hangs in the air. That's exactly what he does. He goes up, and when you're coming down, he's still rising.
Yeah, this is an incredibly athletic, as we expected, UAS team. I mean, you have seen them a couple of times this year, but just from everything I've read and everything I've seen and you know, talk to some of the coaches in Section 3 that we've gotten to know. They're a tough team to play with. I mean, UAS is 21-1 coming in. Cooperstown's 21-2. So you knew it was going to be a battle. And we'll see if Cooperstown can chip away here in the second half.
Yeah, this third quarter is important. Cooperstown, if you look at their schedule, third quarter has been huge. They are always in tight games. This is a little bit more, 7-point deficit. Like I mentioned in the pregame show, they were down 4 going into the second half against UAS when they hosted them. Third quarter is always important. They've been able to distance themselves against Weedsport. They were only up a couple points, and all of a sudden they were up 19. So they can get after it very quickly. The difference here is you actually have a team that's faster than Cooperstown, which I never thought I'd be able to say.
Sure.
But if Cooperstown can come out in the third quarter hot like they have been, we're going to have ourselves a game right up to the end.
One thing that you said earlier that stuck with me is, yes, this is very up and down, very fast. That was in the first quarter, but let's see what happens in the third and fourth quarter. Interested to see how both these teams keep their energy going in the second half.
Yeah, I guess if there's one positive you could say about Lifgren being on the bench is he didn't waste any energy.
That's true.
him and Lanton and all of them. One of the things, too, is that Cooperstown didn't get to be able to set up their press because Lifgren was on the bench. When he's not out there and he can't go up on the ball on a full-court press, it changes things for Cooperstown. It's not a very good press without him up front. So if they can score and keep him on the floor and they can get a little bit of a press, Cooperstown's going to have to get something, throw a little bit something different. And Coach Lambert has been able to find that over the course of the year. And now it comes down to the last 16 minutes.
Again, it's our Morabito Energy Products Halftime Report here at the Carrier Dome courtside, Jim Boeheim Court. We are right at center court. Doesn't get any better than this here today. UAS leads Cooperstown 34-27, Section 4 Class C Boys Championship game. And again, some of our special sponsors we'd like to thank here today include NYCM Insurance, the Leatherstocking Group on Chestnut Street in Cooperstown, Clark Sports Center, Trossett Group Attorneys, of course the Bassett Healthcare Network, always a great sponsor here of local high school sports, especially Cooperstown on WCDO, the Cooperstown Booster Club, the National Baseball Hall of Fame, the Bank of Cooperstown, as well as Stewart Shops. We are your coffee shop. We'll take a break. We'll come back with the start of the third quarter here at the Carrier Dome. It's UAS 34, Cooperstown 27. We'll be back on CDO.
This year, switch to Morabito. If you're looking to get serious about your energy plan, now is the time. For over 90 years, we've delivered reliable, dependable, and affordable energy for fuel oil or propane.
101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Carrier Dome here for the Section 3 Class C Boys Championship game. Nate Lowell, Matt Hazard with you on WCDO. Utica Academy of Science leading Cooperstown 34-27. The Hawkeyes have 16 minutes left to try to get back in this game, save their season. The winner of this game will advance to the New York State quarterfinals in boys Class C, and they'll take on our local team from Section 4, Unadilla Valley. That game will be down on Sunday in the arena. And time is still to be determined on that. And so back underway here for the Adams. They will have the ball going right to left to start the second half. Shot early here is off the mark and a rebound for Lambert, and back up the floor they come. Cooperstown has their starting five back on the floor. Guys in a little bit of foul trouble. They're going to have to be careful. Three ball left side as Cooperstown now going left to right is off the mark for Calvin Sandler, who had 7 points in the first half. Merchant is back down the floor. A little killer crossover there. Gets to the right side. Pull-up jumper from the right elbow off the mark. Lipgren with a rebound. And the track meet continues here just like it did in the first half. Sandler, right side, streaks through the defense but misses the wide-open right-handed layup. He'll want that one back. Still a 34-27 ball game. Minute into the second, or the third quarter, I should say. Dialing up a three here for the Adams is Daquan Grant.
Isn't that how it always works? We missed a, Cooperstown missed a wide-open layup at the other end, and they bank in a three-pointer on the other side.
37-27 now the score. They go inside to Noah Lifgren, and he'll muscle it up and in. Lifgren now with 4 points, and it's UAS leading at 37-29, 6:50 to go third quarter.
That's Lifgren's fourth point of the game. He probably needs to have 10 at least in the second half just to be a presence.
Here's Merchant, wants to dribble drive, no good. Lifgren with a rebound. That one was too strong. Outlet pass to Lambert. Cooperstown in the black with the orange and the white trim. Here's Lansing, gets it for Lifgren, right low block, and a foul here on the Adams with 6.5 to go in the third.
That's actually a big foul, too, because that's Merchant, the point guard. That's his third early here in the second half. And if he gets off the court, too, he's been a very good job, done a very great good job for Utica, really possessing the ball today.
Sandler, the inbounds pass, tries to go to Lambert. It's tipped and then out of bounds. It'll stay with Cooperstown. Again, 6.5 to go in the third. UAS leading Cooperstown 37-29. And so Cooperstown on the baseline with Sandler. They'll find Lambert. Lambert right wing side. Lambert now will go back up to the Syracuse S as they try to reset the offense. They go to Lambert left side. Juggled the ball for a minute and then held on.
Utica's actually playing a 3-2 zone now.
Here's Lansing. Wants to take it to the rim. The floater won't go. Rebound here for Maddox, and he's fouled. No traveling violation on the Adams with 6:10 to go in the third. It remains 37-29 for UAS.
That's a tough one. It looked like he got fouled, but they called it traveling. He fouled him and gives Cooperstown the ball back right underneath the hoop.
Ball tipped out of bounds again. Cooperstown struggling a little bit to get the ball in here. Lambert's going to do the inbounds duties. Hawkeyes will get it in. They'll go to Lansing on the left side. Lansing, little step back. Will go to Lambert. Didn't pull the trigger. Cooperstown setting it up on offense here, trying to run the play. They go left side for Lambert. To the high post now for Lifgren. Into the corner for Lansing for three. It's too strong. Rebound for Maddox. And the outlet pass here for Merchant.
Well, this is what we talked about on Thursday night with the girls. This is a tough place to shoot. If Cooperstown's going to try to get into this game from three-pointers, it's going to be very tough.
Maddox left side for three. Dialed that one up, and it rattled in and out. Lansing with a rebound for Cooperstown. Hawkeyes with the ball. They'll take it to the rim with Lambert. Little up and under. Won't go down. Boy.
What a great
hung
move.
On, yeah, hung on the front of the rim, but wouldn't go. 5.5 to go in the third. It's 37-29.
So Cooperstown's actually missed two layups already this half that really would have cut this lead down.
Here is Merchant on the baseline. Kicks one back out. Long three here for UAS. They almost banked in another one. Rebound goes right into the hands of Grant. His layup won't go. They get a third chance opportunity back out for Maddox, and they'll reset. 5 minutes to go, third quarter. And Merchant now will pump the brakes, take one back up top, and set it up at the top of the key. Dribbles to the right wing side. Utica Academy of Science with the ball. Lansing is guarding Merchant. There's two really quick guys. And a foul on Cooperstown as Merchant gets into the paint. We'll see who this one's on.
Looks like it's going to be Lansing's third foul. So now you got two players on the court, and we're not even halfway through the second. They have three fouls. how Coach Lambert manages this is going to be interesting. Now the refs are going to go try to separate. What you can tell through what you're seeing on the floor, there's a lot on the line here, right? It's an opportunity to win a sectional title. There's a lot of chippiness going on, and the refs are trying to get under control here.
Yeah, a lot of chatter, a lot of physical play. Like you said earlier, it's becoming a nice little rivalry. 4:45 to go, third quarter. Maddox with a pull-up jumper. That one was halfway down, rattled free. Rebound, and Lifgren's going to pick up a foul here as Shamar Mills got the rebound and put it back up.
And that's going to be his fourth. And that's huge. I mean, for Cooperstown, Noah Lifgren literally just got moved probably 3 or 4 feet on that rebound. Utica is physical. But they're going to answer with the 6'8". Kennedy coming in after this foul shot.
So heading to the line, here will be Shamar Mills. Mills' first foul shot is well off the mark and won't go. So Lifgren to the bench. He's pretty much been a non-factor here because he's just picked up a foul anytime he's consistently been on the floor here. Second shot coming for Mills with 4:40 to go in the third. Mills' second shot is also no good. Maddox with a rebound, scoops it up and puts it in, and he's fouled. Boy, he's lightning quick.
He is. He was lined up on, underneath the basket there on the foul shot against John Kennedy, and his first step was he was already at the hoop before Kennedy even got his first step down, and then he got the inside position, got the rebound, put it up, and got fouled on top, and now he's going to go in trying to add his, make his 20th point.
Maddox at the line. Shot is no good. Kennedy the rebound. Kennedy now outlet pass to Lansing. Cooperstown trails by 10, 39-29, 4.5 to go in the third. Here is Lambert right side, comes off a screen, wanted to take the three but didn't pull the trigger, thought better of it. Now goes back to Calvin Sandler. To Lambert, left side for Lansing, wants to take it in and tries a little up and under, gets this one to go. What a move there by Lansing.
Absolutely, he took off from probably 10 feet and got right to the rim. He can jump, he's 5'10", he can grab a rim two-handed. And he just showed his athleticism right there.
39-31. Utica Academy of Science on top of Cooperstown. Maddox, left side for the Adams. His three is well off the mark. There's a battle for the ball underneath, and the Adams will win it this time as Taysir Montero puts it in.
Well, Cooperstown, they keep on getting, they just can't get the stop. They're right now, they're at 10 points. They need to put a couple baskets together and get some stops on defense.
Lansing, right side, goes back to Sandler. Sandler, little dribble penetration, back out Lambert. NBA range three, rolls all the way around the rim about three times and then popped out. Let's see, we'll have a whistle with 3:35 to go in the third. Again, the officials are separating two players, one for Utica Academy of Science, and one here for Cooperstown.
That's the second time already in the last minute they've had to get together. For only playing twice, these two teams have a lot of history. A lot of big games already in their young rivalry.
How about that shot there by Lambert? I mean, that thing swirled around the world about five times before it came out.
Absolutely.
UAS with the basketball. They go to Maddox, a baseline drive. No, going to be a push-off here on Maddox. He's whistled for the fouls. He tried to create some space. UAS with another foul.
I think it's okay to say that might have been a little bit of a makeup call because they're in that, that little scrum earlier that the refs had to separate Jesse Fenari. Got pushed and they didn't call. They made it up right there.
Team foul situation. Cooperstown with three, UAS with two. And it's 41-31. UAS on top of Cooperstown. Lansing will feed it across for Fernari. Spikes up for three. No good. Kennedy a rebound. Brings it down. Tries to create some room. Pushes it up and in. Big bucket there from Kennedy. He's got seven.
That's a great play for Kennedy. He's got seven rebounds to match with that.
Maddox will try to take it to the rim here. We'll have a jump ball. Possession arrow gives it back to Cooperstown. 3 minutes to go in the third. It's UAS 41, Cooperstown 33.
That's what we got, right? Kennedy gets an offensive rebound, puts it back. Now they get a stop. Now they have to capitalize. 8 points down, 3 minutes. They got to be able to put a couple baskets together in order to chip away.
UAS leads Cooperstown 41-33. Here is Lansing back out for Calvin Sandler. Back to Lambert on the left side of the floor. Lambert back to Lansing. Again, 2:45 left. Cooperstown could really use a bucket here. They go to Lambert. Corner three for Jack is good. Huge bucket there for Jack Lambert, and he's got 12.
And that's his first three-pointer of the game, almost at the end of the third quarter, and that's Jack Lambert's first three-pointer of the game. Cooperstown second, and we'll see. We're down to 5 points.
UAS 41, Cooperstown 36. We got a ball game with 2:20 to go in the third. Here is Maddox with the ball. Gets to the foul line, and it's going to be a foul here on Cooperstown, I think on Lambert. See what the official says with 2:20 to go in the third.
So now you got Lansing, Lambert with two, and Lifgren with three, or with four. Sorry, Lansing and Lambert with three, and Lifgren with four.
And Kennedy with three as well. So Kennedy with three, Lambert with three, Lansing with three, all on the floor right now. And so the Adams will get it in on the baseline. And they'll go to Grant. Pull-up jumper for Grant. Misses that one. And a rebound underneath. Funari is tied up again with Drayton Belton. And the officials getting together, separating some guys out. And it's just, you know, a lot of jockeying for position down low. And I think they're going to call it against Cooperstown here. And the fans, Coach Lambert, not happy.
No. But, you know, the person that took that shot, Grant, we haven't said his name in a while, and that's actually been big with how they've been able to get back to it.
2:15 to go in the third. And so the foul there was on Funari, his first, team's fifth. UAS will get the ball in. They'll go to the left corner. They'll try a long three, slams off the back of the rim. Maddox hauls down a rebound, lost control of it somehow, knocks it into the corner for Grant, and then he's fouled on a baseline drive, and Cooperstown just can't catch a break right now.
Yeah, what Cooperstown has to settle down, though, is every foul, they're reacting, right? So we've got six fouls against Cooperstown this half, and we're not even through the third, and they're reacting on everything.
Timeout is taken. UAS leads Cooperstown 41-36, 2:05 to go in the third. We'll be right back on WCDO.
When it comes to that brand new car, we'll make sure you get the loan terms you need without a lot of driving in circles. So if you want a car loan and not the runaround, tell your dealer to finance it through SFCU. You'll get the keys to the car you've been dreaming about. SFCU Banking. Easier. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA. Visit us online for membership and loans at sfcuonline.org.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back. Nate Lowe, Matt Hazard with you live at the Carrier Dome in Syracuse as UAS leads Cooperstown 41-36 and the boys Section 3 Class C basketball championship. Again, 2:05 to go in the third. Team foul situation, Cooperstown with six, UAS with two. It's been a tough stretch over the last minute or two here for the Hawkeyes on the foul territory. Here is Maddox, right side, three-point line extended. We'll try to dish one off for the big man. He'll pull up for a jumper and hit. Drayton Belton is going to hit for two there. Unexpected shot from the big man from about 15 feet. Here is Lambert for Cooperstown. Splits two defenders and is fouled. Takes it right to the rim. And I think Jack right there saying, okay, you're going to call it on one end. I'm going to try to get it back here for Cooperstown on this end.
Oh, that's what Jack's got to do. He's got to take it to the rim. Cooperstown's been playing a lot of perimeter right now, not really getting it deep into the defense. And Jack at that point said, I'm going to go right to the rim. And he went right into three people, and he figured one of them was going to foul.
UAS leads 43-36. Lambert to the line. First shot is good. Hit the front of the rim and then fell down in. Lambert has 13. So it's 43-37. Cooperstown still very much in this game. They just, as you've said a couple of times, Matt, can't quite get over the hump here. Lambert's second shot, good. So he has 14 now. And it's 43-38 with a minute 45 to go in the third. UAS taking their time. Utica Academy of Science, the one seed. Cooperstown, the two seed. So it's one versus two here in the championship game at the Dome. Here is Ryan Maddox. Maddox to the foul line. Pull-up jumper again. Back-to-back buckets for the big man, Drayton Belton. 45-38. Cooperstown makes a run, and UAS has been able to answer. Here is Lansing at the top of the key. Good move goes to Lambert. Lambert right side. Closely guarded by Merchant of UAS. Cooperstown with the ball. Into the corner now for Lansing. Lansing pull-up hanging jumper. Splash for Ryan Lansing. What a shot.
Yeah, he threw that across his body the other way and it happened to go from the elbow.
45-40. UAS up by five with under a minute to go in the third quarter. Top of the key for Merchant. Into the corner. Spot up three for UAS is off the front of the rim. Maddox with a rebound. No, Fernari got there first. Into the hands of Lambert. Big possession here for the Hawkeyes. 45 ticks left, third quarter. Lambert, corner for A three ball there from Calvin Sandler. It's off the mark, and UAS with a rebound.
If that fell, ooh, they go down to 2 points. I mean, who would have thought that, looking at how this game has played out? Cooperstown right now is sits at five. Lansing picks the pocket. He's going to the rim.
Lansing with a steal at midcourt. Takes it all the way. Maddox with a block. Might have been goaltending. It wasn't called. Back up the floor for the Adams. They'll try a three in transition. It's too strong. Rebound for Maddox. Partially blocked there by Lambert. Second chance opportunity here for Merchant is no good, but he's fouled. Boy, what end-to-end action here with 14 seconds to go in the third and UAS leading by five.
And John Kennedy just picked up his fourth foul, so now you got Lifgren and Kennedy both with four. I just turned around to look at the stat sheet of with the scoreboard behind us, and I've seen that Ryan Maddox for UAS has 19 points and 17 rebounds.
He's been unbelievable.
It's been incredible. That's the story of this game right now. And so with 14 seconds left, Utica misses the first foul shot. Cooperstown has a chance to, if they can get this down to a one-possession game.
14 seconds to go, third quarter, we should say. UAS leading 45-40. Merchant is at the line. Merchant's second shot is good, so he'll rattle that one in. Merchant now with 5 points. What can Cooperstown do with 14 seconds left in the third? Inbounds pass goes to Lambert. This would be huge if he could get a bucket here, maybe a three on this possession. 10 seconds left. Lambert's across midcourt. Now left side. Lambert in front of the Cooperstown bench. Dishes for Lansing. Lansing back to Lambert in the corner for three. Too strong at the buzzer. It's a six-point deficit for the Hawkeyes as they continue to try to chip away. UAS leads 46-40. Fourth quarter coming up. The Section 3 Class C Boys Championship game on WCDO.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Häagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student athletes.
Have you enjoyed a tasty meal at Bob's Diner in Bainbridge lately? Bob's is open 7 days a week and features daily and blue plate specials, awesome homemade soups, and Bob's popular chili available every day. Check out Bob's Build Your Own Burger menu, along with homemade desserts like pies, cakes, muffins, and more. And seniors age 65, you receive a 10% discount on breakfast, lunch, and dinner entrees all week long. Only at Bob's Diner, the home of the bottomless cup of coffee on North Main Street in Bainbridge.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Start of the fourth quarter here at the Carrier Dome in Syracuse. It's Utica Academy of Science leading Cooperstown 46-40. 8 minutes left to try to decide who will be the Section 3 Class E Boys Champion.
So here's the situation. We got one quarter left, 46-40. Cooperstown's already got seven fouls, so every foul now is Utica shooting. And their stars, the three stars, are all in foul trouble. So hopefully Cooperstown can really make a game of this, start chipping away a little bit, and have ourselves come down the last possession, hopefully.
Here is UAS at the top of the key for their main player here today, already with a double-double. Ryan Maddox lost it, though. Here's Calvin Sandler. Wants to take it all the way, and he is fouled by Maddox. Nice job there by Sandler. Knew that Maddox was going to try to go for the highlight reel block, leaned into him, and gets the call. Team foul situation, Cooperstown with seven, UAS with four.
I mean, if you're in this gym right now, you would feel like this game is 15 points.
Agreed.
It's six.
Totally
agreed. With a chance to bring it down to four.
Sandler can't get the first one to go. I know we've talked a lot about the fouls and the officiating here, but I also feel like, you know, you look up at the board, it's 7-4. Okay, you know, a few more on Cooperstown. It's just a lot of the fouls have been on the Cooperstown stars, which has made a big difference.
Correct.
So second shot goes in for Calvin Sandler. He has eight. And it's 46-41. Coop's still very much in this ball game. Merchant down the right side of the floor. Stops. Lansing is doing a great job guarding him the last few minutes.
Well, I feel like this second half, Utica stopped getting to the rim. They're doing a lot more perimeter, and then Cooperstown gets another steal.
Another steal. They'll go to Lambert. Wants to take it inside. Lambert to the rim. Floater is good for Jack Lambert. He's got 16. Look out, folks. Three-point game. Adams lead the Hawkeyes 46-43. 7 minutes left.
Yeah. Utica's got to get the ball into Maddox's hand, but Cooperstown's doing a great job staying off.
Right side of the floor now. Here's Crowder. Baseline drive, and it's taken away here by Lansing. Lansing tried to get it up to Lambert, taken back by Maddox, who did about a 360 while rolling on the floor. Going to be a traveling violation, and the ball goes back to Cooperstown. Maddox is just everywhere.
He is, but this is what Cooperstown does, right? They get a little, they're streaky, and right now they've gotten a couple defensive stops, and now you can see the players are yelling up at the fans. They're trying to get everybody excited. They're on another level right now.
6:50 to go in the fourth. It's UAS 46, Cooperstown 43. We'll be back on CDO.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that is second to none. Butler Auto Sales has the biggest selection of vehicles in the area on two lots in Sydney with almost every make and model available. And remember, guaranteed credit approval at Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney across from the Kmart Plaza. Shop online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
6:50 to go, fourth quarter. Nate Lowell, Matt Hazard with you live from the Carrier Dome in Syracuse. We are courtside at Jim Boeheim Court. The Section 3 Boys Class C Championship game in Cooperstown has been down the entire game, but they're only down three right now, and you got to love it. They come out of the timeout, they're smiling, they're having fun.
Oh, yeah, now it's a role reversal of what it's been the whole game. Can Unico weather the storm of Cooperstown? It's down three, they got the possession.
Here's Cooperstown with the basketball. They want to take it right to the rim out of the timeout. It's blocked out of bounds. Nice block there by Shamar Mills on Calvin Sandler.
Yeah, but now it's under the basket, which Cooperstown scored off of three times today, which is, you normally don't score out of bounds under the basket, but can they do it again?
Lambert gets the ball in, looks for Calvin Sandler, back to Lambert, spots up for three, too much air under that one, rebound for guess who, Maddox, here for the Adams. Maddox across midcourt, shuffles one into the corner, Grant with a pull-up, too strong, Kennedy a rebound, lost control of it, then gathers it back up, gets it to Funari, and safely into the hands here of Lambert. Lambert on the left side wants to take it all the way. Lambert is fouled at the right low block with 6:20 to go, and Cooperstown trailing by a triple.
Yep, so now Lambert, he faked one way, crossed over, went towards the rim, and he got another foul. So now we've evened out the foul game. It's 7-5. I think you referenced that earlier when we started the quarter. And Lambert, like you said, going to the rim, they're going to the line, and generally put two right on the board.
Lambert gets the first to go. He's got 17. It's a two-point ball game with 6:20 to go in the fourth. Noah Lifgren checks back in. Funari to the bench.
They've done all of this with Noah Lifgren on the bench. What does he do this last 6 minutes? That is huge.
Lambert's second shot, good. Lambert's got 18, and it's 46-45. I'd say the biggest lead of the game was probably, 12, 13 at one point? For UAS, and now it's a one-point game. Cooperstown is back from the dead. Let's see how they handle it. Here's Maddox to the right side. Muscles his way down low. They'll say he traveled. At the right elbow, and it goes back to Cooperstown with 6:05 to go in the fourth quarter. Both sides of the arena here, the lower part of the bowl, they're just on their feet. I don't think anyone wants to sit now.
Absolutely. And what's happening is that Utica's just trying to play one-on-one basketball, and it's not working right now.
Cooperstown gets it into Lambert in the backcourt. A Sunday championship game here on CDO. So glad to have you along. Here is Lambert left side. Lambert goes back to Lansing. 5:50 to go, fourth quarter. Now to Calvin Sandler.
First lead of the game.
Here is Lambert in the left corner. Back out for Sandler. Sandler at the elbow. Pulls it down. 15 on the shot clock. Coop taking their time. Working it around. They get it back to Lambert, who is guarded by Maddox. Boy, what a matchup. Lambert lowers the shoulder, gets a little room, and now a foul here on Maddox. Just a lot of pushing and shoving. I guess if you're an official, where do you draw the line?
Absolutely. You know, if we were going back 20 years, there would be 100 fouls today. I mean, they're letting them play a lot more than people think. It might sound like they're being very touchy. It really isn't. They're letting them go. It's just there's some very obvious ones.
5.5 to go in the fourth quarter. Cooperstown with the ball, tiptoeing on the line with Sandler. He lost it. Outlet pass. Adams, we're going to have a breakaway layup here, and they'll score. Breakaway there for Taysir Montero, and he's got 6 points. It's 48-45 with 5:15 to go in the fourth. Both teams are pumped up. Sandler on the right side of the floor. Sandler, killer crossover, is then fouled by the big man, Drayton Belton. And the foul situation right now, Cooperstown as a team with seven, that's six on UAS. No, seven on UAS, yep. So we're evened up.
So we're shooting foul shots the rest of the way for the last 5 minutes, so this game's going to come down to foul shots, which is no surprise.
No pressure, right?
Yeah, no pressure at all for these kids. And you look at this, right? Cooperstown's played here before. This is their fourth consecutive year in the title game. We'll see how this transpires, but Calvin Sandler going to the line looking to cut the lead.
5:10 to go, fourth quarter. UAS leading by three over Cooperstown, 48-45. Stepping into the line here is Calvin Sandler. First foul shot is good. Hit the rim three times and then went down. Sandler's got nine.
I would not say it was the prettiest of foul shots, but it went in.
we said it the other night in the girls' game. Tough place to shoot foul shots, especially if you're not used to it.
To set that, it's silver bleachers behind the rim, and you can't see anybody.
Sandler goes two for two. It's 48-47. UAS up by a single point as we come up on 5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Nate Lowen, Matt Hazard with you today on WCDO. Adams with the ball. Here is Maddox at the top of the key. Maddox into the paint. Blocked there by Lambert. And again, you said it. UAS has just gone to playing a lot of one-on-one basketball. It's not working.
Yeah, and I think why that is because Ryan Lanson is pressuring Merchant up at the top, and he's not holding the ball. Merchant's almost a non-factor right now, and Grant isn't doing much. It's all Maddox.
It's been a lot different seeing both teams starting fives consistently on the court here. Didn't see a lot of that in the first half due to some foul trouble. Here's Maddox again. Pull up at the foul line. This one's a bullet. It's too strong. Rebound loose on the floor. We're going to have a jump ball. Possession arrow back to Cooperstown. With 4:45 to go in the fourth, and Jack Lambert is pretty fired up right now. The energy is very high. One-point game, 48-47. It's a single point. Lansing will do the inbounds duty, and here comes UAS with the full court pressure. Cooperstown's going to have to handle it the rest of the way. They get it into Lifgren at midcourt, right back to Lansing. The handoff at midcourt, Lansing through the defense, goes to Kennedy. Kennedy on the right low block. He's in trouble, decides to turn around and shoot. It won't go. Maddox with another rebound, and he's got to be at 20.
19 points, 20 rebounds, and probably three blocks, and most athleticism on the court.
Incredible. Merchant to the right side, gets across the Syracuse logo at midcourt here at the Dome. 4:15 to go. UAS leads 48-47. Adams with the ball. Into the paint. Pull-up jumper is short. Skims the front of the rim. A shot there from Montero won't go. Kennedy trying to hand it off to Lambert, and he does. Lambert is fouled as he takes it back up the court by Jordan Donato.
So,
I think both sides are upset with the calls.
Yeah, they are. But it's all a confidence game right now. Cooperstown has all the momentum. They have all the confidence. And Utica is really trying to cling and hang on. I really feel like Utica's changed their entire strategy. They're not pressuring the ball as much as they were. They're not rotating with their substitutes nearly as much. And they are an offense. They're playing a stagnant one-on-one offense.
Yeah, no ball movement. Just a lot of trying to break somebody down from the, you know, straight away, try to get to the foul line and shake a move. Lambert to the line, rattles it in. We're tied up. Lambert with 19 now. So you got Maddox with 19 for UAS, Lambert with 19 for Cooperstown. And Lambert can't get the second shot to go. Lifgren with the rebound. He's playing with those four fouls. Hands it right back off to Lambert, so we're tied up at 48. 4 minutes to go.
So our first tie since 0-0.
Right side of the floor for Sandler. Now to Ryan Lansing. Chance of CCS from the Cooperstown crowd behind us. Lansing to the rim. Got it. What a bucket there for Lansing. He's got 10. And Cooperstown leads 50-48 with 3:40 to go. The energy is high right now for the Hawkeyes on offense and on defense. Here is Merchant. Backs up to midcourt. He's trying to direct some traffic. Gets a screen. Lansing fights through it. No, it's going to be a moving screen called on Drayton Belton of UAS.
Yeah, so what Cooperstown's doing right now is they're really playing a triangle in two. Lambert's just hanging down at the foul line, and it's shut down the offense for Utica. They just get called for a moving screen. You got Cooperstown. Now they got to bring back the energy a little bit. They're riding high, and they just got to make sure they play under control and they don't lose themselves in the, I guess, excitement of the moment.
You know, the emotions are high right now. There's a lot of swings in this ball game. Cooperstown's going to have to try to ride that wave. A backdoor cut for Lambert, up and in. Lambert now with 21, and it's 52-48. No timeout here for UAS with 3:15 to go. Big, huge surge there for Cooperstown. Adams get it to midcourt. This is amazing. Both crowds are just on their feet here, standing watching this game. Merchant pull-up jumper, got it from the right elbow. Timeout taken by UAS. Merchant now with 7. And we'll take a 30-second break. When we come back, it's Cooperstown 52, UAS 50. 3 minutes to go here at the Dome for the Section 3 title on CDO.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Nate Lowe, Matt Hazard with you on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream is courtesy of SFCU. Again, a special thank you to all our special sponsors. We'll recognize them during our post-game show. We got a lot of basketball left. 3 minutes to go, fourth quarter. Cooperstown is back from the dead, leading UAS 52-50. Yeah. Section 3 championship game.
Yeah, Cooperstown has a big lineup out there. They got Lifgren, Kennedy, and Lambert, who are just hanging out in the paint. They're saying, we're going to get rebounds, we're going to clog up the middle, and try to keep UAS out. And that's what's happening, which is why UAS has been putting up perimeter shots.
Winner will play Unadilla Valley in the state quarterfinals next Sunday in Binghamton. Cooperstown breaks the press. Sandler lost the ball out of bounds, but it stays with the Hawkeyes. Last touched there in the paint by the UAS Adams. So 2:53 to go here at the Dome. Looks like Cooperstown's going to take a timeout. Matt, we'll keep it right here and recognize some of our special sponsors, including Schneider's Bakery on Main Street in Cooperstown, Mel's at 22 Restaurant on Chestnut Street in Cooperstown, the Clark Sports Center, Trossett Group Attorneys, the Bassett Healthcare Network. Of course, Amphenol in Sydney is a proud local supporter of all the teams that we cover. The National Baseball Hall of Fame, Stewart Shops, of course, making communities stronger, donating $2.5 million annually to the communities in which our shops are located, as well as the Leatherstocking Group on Chestnut Street in Cooperstown. All right, 2:53 to go in the fourth. Cooperstown leads UAS 52-50. The whole vibe of this game, I mean, was just that it felt, if you didn't look at the scoreboard, it felt like UAS was just in complete control until really the start of the fourth quarter.
Hey, listen, I was on the sidelines for this last year. We had the same situation. Cooperstown took the lead 2 points with, I don't know, probably 2 minutes left. And a couple calls, a couple this. This is what happens. And everything gets a little tighter these last 2 minutes and 53 seconds. So we'll see how Cooperstown gets it, and we'll see if we have that Cooperstown Unadilla dream matchup for you, Nate.
Yeah, that would be great. Cooperstown UV. I know all the locals are rooting for it at home. I'm sure that the UV boys who are in attendance here today might be rooting for it as well. Noah Lifgren playing with those four fouls, dumps it down low for John Kennedy at the right low block. Kennedy turnaround shot won't go. Lifgren with a rebound, puts it up and muscles it in. Big time bucket for Noah Lifgren.
It took him 30 minutes to have a point in this game, but he just did it. Big offensive rebound and putback. Now Cooperstown's up 4.
Pull-up jumper for Merchant. No good, but he's fouled there by Lansing. And it's 54-50 with 2:25 to go. Merchant will go to the line. Just two absolute speedsters guarding each other here.
And that's Lansing's fourth foul. So you got Lifgren on the floor with 4. You got Lansing on the floor with 4. If Utica's smart, they probably go after him, because when this group, this five, has been on the floor, that's when Cooperstown has been most powerful.
Merchant's first shot hit the rim 3 times and then bounced out. Second one coming. The Adams trail by 4 with 2:25 to go in the fourth. Second shot coming. Here for Merchant. And this one rattles in. Merchant now with 8 points. It's 54-51 with 2:25 left. Lansing gives it off here to Sandler. Sandler gets across midcourt. Sandler into the paint, wants to take it all the way. It's partially blocked there. UAS comes away with it. They get it to midcourt, and now a timeout is going to be taken, I believe, here by Cooperstown. So we'll step away. 2:15 to go in the fourth. Coop leads UAS 54-51. Section 3 championship hangs in the balance. We'll be back on WCDO.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. Superior can also replace your outdated bathtub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. So call us today and let us help. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, 607-349-0831. That's 607-349-0831.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
2:15 to go in the fourth quarter here at the Carrier Dome, Syracuse University, Jim Boeheim Court. Cooperstown boys leading 54-51. Again, 2:15 left. Who would have thought? What a game.
Yeah, you know, the questionable timeout there taken by Utica, if you ask me. Burns them down to one. We got 2 minutes and 15 seconds left. They actually had transition, but now they've only got one timeout left that's the rest of the court. And here we are. We got 2 minutes and 14 seconds. What are you going to do?
I had thought Cooperstown took that timeout. It was UAS. I agree. Kind of a strange time to take the timeout. Let's Cooperstown try to set up here on defense. Let's see what UAS can do. They'll get it in. It's the big man up at midcourt holding on to it, Drayton Belton. Finally gets it back to LaMarcus Merchant at midcourt. Merchant will get to the top of the key, goes to the right side, comes off the screen, gives it back here to Daquan Grant. Grant hangs, gives it to Maddox, pull-up jumper for Maddox, banked it in, and it goes. He's got 21, back to a one-point game. It's 54-53 with a minute 50 to go in the fourth quarter. Here's Lambert in the backcourt. Splits a double team, gets across in time, 360 spin, somehow gets away with the ball, goes to Lifgren. Into the corner now for Lansing. Baseline drive, tried to go over to Kennedy, lost it. UAS comes away with a minute and a half to go.
Cooperstown looked like they were in a rush on that offensive possession. They needed to calm down a little bit. Now Utica's got it. They keep on setting some high screens on Ryan Lansing, trying to burn, doing some handoffs. We'll see what happens.
They'll go to the top of the key. Maddox wants to try to take it to the rim. He's fouled. Let's see who it's on with a minute 20 to go. This one's going to be on Lambert.
Okay, so that's Lambert's fourth. So now you got three players with four for Cooperstown. That's a big story if we have a situation where if this goes into overtime or anything like that. You don't want to be playing without any of those guys.
So Lansing, Lambert, Lifgren, and Kennedy all with four on the floor right now. And this will send Maddox to the line. He's trying to tie this game up here for UAS. Coop leads 54-53. Maddox with a double-double. He's been outstanding for UAS. Maddox shot rattles in and out. Kennedy with a rebound. Gets it into the hands of Sandler. Sandler, a home run pass ahead for Lifgren. Lifgren's going to pull it out here. Goes back to Jack Lambert. Minute 10 to go. Thought maybe Lifgren would try to go for that layup there, but instead kicked it out.
Big foul shot miss.
Goes to Lambert. Lambert, top of the key. Wants to dish down low here for Lifgren. At the right low block, back out Sandler. Foul line. 12 on the shot clock. We're under a minute to go. 50 seconds left. Cooperstown leads by a point. Lambert is fouled as Maddox tries to go for the steal.
Don't understand that foul. I mean, you got 8 seconds left on the shot clock. Now you're going to put him on there. The clock not moving. And it's automatic with Jack Lambert. Why even try? Make him put it off and hope you can get the defensive rebound when you got Ryan Maddox back there, who's got, I don't know, 45 of them in this game.
Best ball handler and best foul shooter, and you go after him. Lambert to the line, good. Lambert has 22, and UAS has thrown everything and the kitchen sink at him. He's still found a way. It's been difficult, but he's found a way.
UAS had a chance to take the lead, and now they're going to be looking dead at 3 points down with 50 seconds left.
Lambert goes 2 for 2. Cooperstown leads 56-53. Section 3 championship again on the line. 45 seconds to go. Adams with the ball at midcourt. And this is Merchant with the basketball, trying to set up the offense. 20 on the shot clock, 35 seconds left on the game clock. Merchant, pull-up jumper, no good. Rebound off the hands of Lifter into Kennedy. Kennedy's looking for an outlet pass, and he gets tied up. We'll have a foul, though, against UAS. Boy, I thought maybe that was going to be a jump ball. Instead, did they call it on UAS?
Did they call a foul? Wow. I don't know where they saw a foul there, to be honest with you.
Me either. I thought that was a clear jump ball. Cooperstown gets a gift right there.
I agree.
That's a tough one for UAS.
Especially with 5 seconds. They had a 10-second possibility there. There were a lot of things there, and they called a foul. I'm shocked by that.
Kennedy to the line. Cooperstown leads 56-53, 30 seconds left. Kennedy, not a great foul shooter, if I'm not mistaken, traditionally. These are big.
Yep, just needs one to make it a two-possession game.
Team foul situation, UAS with 10, Cooperstown with 9. Kennedy can't get the first one to go off the right side of the rim. Even one would be huge here.
Yeah. And, you know, you got 29 seconds. UAS should be in no rush. It can go. We can play this in 29 seconds for the next 10 minutes.
Kennedy takes his time. Deep breath, second shot. Good for John Kennedy. He's got 8. I think he willed that one in. 57-53. Adams with the ball. They go to Merchant. Shot clock is off. We're down to 20 seconds left. Cooperstown leads by 4. UAS trying to set up a shot. They go to Mannix on the right side. Now to Grant. Grant pulls up right side 3. It's an air ball. Ball loose on the floor. Kennedy dives for it. They'll say last touch by Coop. With 12 seconds left, UAS will have the ball. Cooperstown leads 57-53.
I don't know what UAS was doing there. The Merchant was actually waiting for a high screen. He wasted 4 or 5 seconds. It was very, very interesting. Now we got a 4-point lead for Cooperstown. They've outscored UAS in this quarter alone by 10 points. And this is what we talked about. They're streaky. They get a little bit of confidence.
Yes.
You can't let them do that. They're doing it. It's crazy.
Cooperstown leads 57-53. 12 seconds left. UAS will have the ball on the baseline. If Cooperstown wins, they would take on U of E, which... It's been a long time since I can think of two local teams meeting up in a regional. Like
absolutely.
That.
Well, and Binghamton becomes Cooperstown because you got the girls already there.
Yeah.
The boys could be there. It could be a doubleheader. There will be the second time in 4 years that they will have done that. It happened again in 2016 when both teams played at Whitesboro. So
yes.
This could be really, really neat opportunity. The girls weren't expected to be there. The boys were. And now the boys who have been in the... I mean, this has been a slugfest.
Yeah.
This has been an absolute slugfest.
Stay tuned for the post-game show. No matter what happens, we'll have our 3 awards and also going to try to talk to Coach Lambert if we can. Maybe Jack if we can get him over here as well. We are courtside at the Carrier Dome. We'll see what happens. Cooperstown 57, UAS 53. Adams with the ball on the baseline. What can they do? They go to Mannix. That's the man they want to have it. Straightaway 3 for Mannix. Swish for Ryan Mannix. He's got 24. Timeout, Cooperstown. It's a 1-point game with 8 seconds left.
That was 4 feet behind the line. Swish. So Mannix has 24 points, 20 rebounds, by far and away the best player on the court today. But he is doing everything he can to keep this team into it.
When we do a broadcast against a team that's not from the area, we usually give our post-game awards all to the team from our area, but we might have to give him like an honorable mention or something. He's been fantastic. So again, 9.2 seconds left. Cooperstown leads 57-56. Cooperstown will have the ball. We're at a timeout right now. What do you do here? Does UAS foul right away?
Well, I'm actually surprised. It actually looks like John Lambert's going to come out with John Kennedy on the court. If I was him, I would replace him. I would put Spencer Lewis or somebody out there, another foul shooter. Get your 4-5 best foul shooters out there because you don't know what's going to happen. No doubt Utica's going to give them a full court press. My guess is, looks like Lambert's going to take the ball out. They're going to try to get it into the corner and then give it right back to him, get in his hands and see if he can break away. Or you got to watch Lampton and Lifgren both running deep because if they get it, they can get it all the way on the other end and run some time off.
Does Cooperstown try a home run, Big Ben type of play? Let's see. They are going to leak him deep. They get the ball into Lifter, and he's fouled. I was going to say, does UAS take a chance here? Because they're so fast, they could get a steal, but they do decide to go for the foul right away. 8.3 to go. Lifgren makes the long walk down to the foul line here to our right at the Dome. Cooperstown leads 57-56, 8.3 to go. Thanks for joining us here on CDO today. This has been a great, entertaining sectional final. Nate Lull and Matt Hazard with you. Jim Tomeo's our in-game producer back in our Sydney Main Street studios. Lifgren has been plagued by foul trouble today. He's got 6 points.
Oh, well, here's the story. Ryan Mannix just fouled out of the game.
I didn't know that's who they called. Yeah, they called it on him.
They called it on him.
I don't think he must have known that he had 4 because he immediately wrapped up Lifgren there. And you wouldn't do that if you had 4 fouls. I didn't realize he had 4.
And that's a senior. If this is his last game, I'll tell you what, that was impressive.
Yes. He's getting a standing ovation, rightfully so, by the UAS bench and all the fans who are on the far side of the lower bowl here at the Dome. Lifgren to the line. This could go a long way here for Cooperstown. First shot coming for Liftgring. Good. Like he's shooting in the backyard. Yep.
Now, Kennedy and Lansing have to watch out here. They got to make sure they don't go over the back on any miss or anything like that. Stop the clock and put them on the line on the other end.
Liftgren, second shot is good. Liftgren with eight. Timeout taken by Cooperstown. Cooperstown leads by three, 59-56. We'll keep it right here. We don't want you to miss any of the action. Again, the winner here will go to Binghamton.
So here's one of the questions. We talked about this in the game that was ahead of this that we weren't on broadcast. As a coach, do you foul? You're up three, 8.3 seconds. Get them to half court and then foul. Make them waste 3 or 4 seconds. Put them on the line. You know, where they can't tie the game. That's a strategy. Every coach looks at it different. This is Coach Lambert's first year taking over the Cooperstown program after Dave Bertram had it for 17 years. And for them to be able to get this, it could be their best strategy, is to get them on the logo and wrap somebody up and go to town, especially with Ryan Maddox on the bench. You might not have to worry about the offensive rebound.
The only thing playing into that is if you keep this crew on the floor, you got four guys with four fouls.
So, that's a very good point, eh?
So Calvin Sandler's the only guy who could foul if they decide to take that strategy. Normally,
Sandler guard five guys?
Yeah, right.
Well, they bring Jesse Fenari in instead of John Kennedy, so that could be a situation, too.
Here we go. UAS is going to have the ball. Cooperstown leads 59-56, 8.3 seconds to go, fourth quarter. And so the Adams will have the ball. Cooperstown brings a little full court pressure. They get it into Merchant. Merchant across half court, 5 seconds left. It gets down to 5.8. He's fouled right at the midcourt line. Who's it going to be on? That's on Lambert. That's his fifth.
Yep.
I don't think he knew.
He didn't know.
Lambert, that's his fifth.
That's his fifth foul.
And Dad kind of smiles at him and says, well, that's the card we're dealt. I think he thought he probably had three.
This is what we're talking about. I mean, you make these two, you make one, you know, we got a situation here.
Both teams leading scores now fouled out. Merchant to the line, first one's good.
And I think every Cooperstown fan, you cannot have Jack Lambert on a foul out of the game in his last game. I mean, he's been too important to this program over the years.
Merchant's second shot is off the mark. A rebound here for UAS. They try to muscle it up. We'll have a jump ball. Possession arrow keeps it with UAS with 3.7 to go. Cooperstown leads by two, 59-57. It's all going to come down to this. UAS could win it with a three, tie it with a two. They'll have it on the baseline to the right side of the basket to our left. Adams will look to get the ball in. They have a wide open layup.
He missed it.
1.1 second left, and Funari is fouled. UAS just missed a point-blank layup, and Cooperstown is going to the line with 1.1 to go. The inbounds pass came to Darius Stuckman, who was as wide open as you can get, and he just missed it. Wow.
But you know what? Look at his team. His team's consoling him, and you feel for a kid like that right now. Cooperstown just got extremely lucky, a defensive error, and, you know, we were going into overtime. We were. And now, Jesse Fenari, situation here.
Yeah, Fenari to the line.
He makes two. This game's over.
Makes one. You're at least safe from the half court, you know, the full court heave. So Fenari to the line. Lambert has fouled out for Cooperstown. Maddox has fouled out for UAS. Fenari gets the first to go. It's his first point of the game.
You know, if Ryan Lansing is in there, I would take him and I'd send him all the way away from this because you don't want a situation.
Funari, second shot. Good.
Game over.
Funari gets it. 1.1 second left. And UAS is going to have to inbound this ball. They don't even really want to inbound it right now. Nobody has gone over to take it. So we'll see if they can inbound it here. And Cooperstown is going to win. UAS gets a half-court heave as the buzzer. It's no good. And Cooperstown has won the Section 3 Class C Boys Championship game 61-57 over UAS. I don't think I've ever seen a team so fired up right now. This is unbelievable. Cooperstown wins 61-57. The dream matchup against Unadilla Valley is on in the state quarterfinals next Sunday. What a ball game here today, Matt. Unbelievable.
Yeah, that was fantastic. I mean, to watch that comeback, sectional champ, 3 years out of four. Unbelievable for Cooperstown. What an absolute comeback. Complete opposite of what happened with Tully last year.
I think our web stream might have gotten overloaded. A lot of people are texting me for the final score. Everyone wanted to hear the final here. We're going to pause for our post-game sponsors. We'll come back and wrap this thing up. Cooperstown wins 61-57. They're moving on to states. It'll be Cooperstown and UV. We'll break it all down when we come back on CDO.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count, and at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-027 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back to the Carrier Dome. Cooperstown boys win the Section 3 Class C Championship in an instant classic over Utica Academy of Science, 61-57. Ryan Lansing is named to the all-tournament team for Cooperstown, and I believe they just named Jack Lambert the MVP here of the Section 3 Class C Boys Tournament. So congratulations to those two. What a game. John Lambert is named the Coach of the Year. He didn't see that one coming. He was over talking with somebody else on the bench, and he's named the Coach of the Year here. But just what a game between these two. Could have gone either way. Great performances on both sides. Very, very incredible. And Cooperstown will take on Unadilla Valley in the state quarterfinals. That game's going to be Sunday at the arena in Binghamton. The time is still to be announced. We'll probably know the time by Tuesday evening or Wednesday morning. And it's going to be a full day next Sunday down at the arena. We can have the Cooperstown girls game. We will have the Cooperstown boys taking on Unadilla Valley. We'll have the South Courtright girls. I mean, it's going to be a full day down at the arena. If you're a local basketball fan, you know, in the Tri-County area, get a ticket. It's going to be well worth it.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, what a comeback.
Crazy.
What a week for Cooperstown basketball. And I got to tell you, I'm a baseball coach. Now I'm a little upset. I don't have any baseball players
yeah.
this time, but I'm okay with it.
Spring sports starts Monday.
Yeah,
but
I'm going to have to wait a little bit.
We're getting some final stats coming our way. Let's take a look here. Utica Academy of Science was led by a game-high 24 points from Ryan Maddox, and followed by 9 points from LaMarcus Merchant, 9 points from Daquan Grant, 6 from Tasir Montero, 6 from Drayton Belton, 2 apiece from Darius Stuckman and E.J. Crowder. On the other side for Cooperstown, team I 23 for Jack Lambert, 10 apiece from Ryan Lansing and Calvin Sandler, 8 apiece from John Kennedy and Noah Lifgren, 2 from Jesse Funari. You know, UAS missed a layup with 2 seconds left, and I think it's easy to be the armchair quarterback guy. Hey, I would have made that if they got it to me. But in that moment, that adrenaline pumping through your body, easy to miss that layup. You feel for UAS.
Yeah,
you really do.
Absolutely. Also, Stuckman, he didn't play much this game.
No.
And all of a sudden, you're calling on him to win tie the game for you the last minute. I mean, granted, every coach, you expect your player to make that, but you can't be disappointed with anything. I think the key into this game, though, was that Cooperstown did something in the fourth quarter. They went to a triangle and two, and it ended up clogging the middle, and UAS didn't know what to do. They just didn't know.
Yeah, they really didn't. As we said a couple of times, They just couldn't find out what to do on offense once Cooperstown switched. Matt's going to go out onto the floor right now to take a photo as Cooperstown is out on the floor with their Section 3 championship banner. They got their medals. They got their championship T-shirts. Matt runs all the Cooperstown social media, so we'll give him a little pass here to go out and take some photos while we do our three awards right now. First, our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, of course brought to you by NBT Bank, putting customers first every single day and supporting local high school sports. There's the roar of the crowd here as the Cooperstown boys are coming right over by our broadcast position, giving high fives, talking with the crowd. For more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served our area's financial needs. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. We'll give that to Jack Lambert today. 23 points. He was sensational. We'll give him our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award. Next up is the Morabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by Morabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Morabito and Jeff Gresham proudly support high school basketball on WCDO. I'd like to give the defense award today to Ryan Lansing.
Yeah.
I think he was great, and he did a great job guarding Merchant one-on-one, and was just, he's the quickest guy Cooperstown has, I think. And
yeah, he got
great
after him in the backcourt, and that's what changed everything for him.
And lastly is our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award, brought to you by ACCO Brands of Sydney, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this season. Happy to cheer on these young athletes. So we've done Lambert, we've done Lansing. What do you think for All-Purpose?
I got to give it to Kennedy.
Yeah.
You know, Kennedy had, we just had the stat sheet. I think he looks like he had 10 rebounds. He had 8 points. But it was more of, he tied it together in that second quarter when Lifgren was in foul trouble and really non-relevant in this game. And, you know, that was huge. And I think Kennedy was the big minutes.
Any chance we can get Coach? What do you think?
Well, I asked Mr. Bertram to send him on over, and we'll see. He's walking across the other way right now.
Maybe he doesn't know where we are.
I think he's going to do some TV for a little bit.
Yes, all right. So he's got some TV. So let's take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll wrap it up one last time. Cooperstown boys win 61-57 over Utica Academy of Science here for the Section 3 Class C Boys Basketball Championship. We'll be back on WCDO.
This year, switch to Morabito. If you're looking to get serious about your energy plan, now is the time. For over 90 years, we've delivered reliable, dependable, and affordable energy. For fuel oil or propane, count on Morabito. With our automatic delivery, budget payment plans, and state-of-the-art heating and cooling equipment, reliability and affordability are just a phone call away. This year, switch to Morabito, where our people make energy different.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO. NYCM is there for you 24/7, 365. Visit online nycm.com.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties wishes the best to all area teams this season, especially our teams in Delaware County. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
When it comes to that brand new car, we'll make sure you get the loan terms you need without a lot of driving in circles. So if you want a car loan and not the runaround, tell your dealer to finance it through SFCU. You'll get the keys to the car you've been dreaming about. SFCU Banking. Easier. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA. Visit us online for membership and loans at sfcuonline.org.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Haagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student athletes.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back one last time. Nate Lull and Matt Hazard with you on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Utica Academy of Science in Cooperstown, an instant classic. The Hawkeyes take down the Adams 61-57, setting up a dream scenario for the local media in next weekend's New York State quarterfinal matchup, Section 3 versus Section 4 in the Class C boys. Cooperstown versus Unadilla Valley. They met earlier this season, a non-leaguer. Well, they've met the last 2 years in non-leaguers. Cooperstown winning both of those games this year. It was early in the year, Matt. It was early season basketball. Jack Lambert didn't have a great night shooting. I don't think UV played particularly well. I think the rematch will be fun. But even early in the season, it came down to a pretty tight game. Cooperstown pulled away in the fourth.
Yeah, you know, remembering back at that game, like you said, it was early. Levi, and remind me of his last name.
Reifenberg, yeah.
Yep, Reifenberg. He, you know, a phenomenal athlete. He was irrelevant in that game.
Yeah.
And I say that because you had Lifgren and Kennedy who really got him. You know, UV actually came out hot in that first quarter. And then, if I remember correct, Gray went out of the game because he got scraped in the face.
Yes.
And the momentum seemed to change. And, you know, Cooperstown's coming off of a high. Like I said off screen, too, is that you have a situation where the Cooperstown teams, both boys and girls, just experienced the dome. They played in this big arena. And now they're going to go to a hockey arena where Section 4 teams are coming out of a regular college gym.
Yep.
It's a much different experience, much different shooting experience. But with that said, UV was there last year. Cooperstown wasn't. And but I got to give props to John Lambert, Jack Lambert. Jack becoming the first player in Cooperstown history to win three section championships in 4 years. I mean, that's really cool.
Yes, extremely cool. And, you know, I was thinking about this the other day. Every time Cooperstown boys, at least last year's, go to regionals, something crazy happens.
Yeah.
You know, you have a couple of years ago, you mentioned the games we did up in Whitesboro. Bertram had 55 and double overtime against Moravia. You go back to last time they're at the arena, Cooperstown takes a huge lead to start that game,
yep.
Ends up just falling short. I mean, something wacky always seems to happen.
You know, Cooperstown, it was not your typical game for Cooperstown, I'd say. When you have Lifgren really being on the bench for two-thirds of the game, that and coming out with a win, I would have called you a liar had that been the case.
Agreed, yeah.
Utica came out hot. They came out on fire, and I actually think that Utica, I have to question, I know that nobody from Utica is listening, so I won't get yelled at about this, but I got to question some of the coaching just simply because they stopped rotating. They stopped doing a lot of the man-to-man things that they were doing. They went one-on-one. It was very strange. But you know what? Cooperstown took advantage of it, and here we go. We're on to Binghamton, baby.
Yeah, it's going to be great. As we said, so next Sunday, down at the arena, we don't have the times yet. Times won't be set till later in the week. Well, we'll back it up. First Saturday, it looks like we're going to have the Norwich girls game. They'll be playing up here at SRC Arena. So the Class B girls will be on Saturday afternoon. I think that game's at 5:30. Sunday will be a full game. Again, we don't know the times. We'll have the Cooperstown girls game, then we'll have Cooperstown boys versus UV boys, and then we'll have the SK girls in the Class D regional game as well. So it's going to be a full slate of basketball. Some local teams still doing very well, and this is, you know, a great matchup. I think UAS, had they gotten past Cooperstown today, could have given anybody in states a big run for the money. Tough loss for them here today, but two teams, whoever came out of Section 3, very, very battle-tested.
Oh, absolutely. And Section 3 was tough this year. Two teams stood above them, above the rest, and it was the two that played today. They played a great game. I think it was the most highly anticipated game of the five that are being played at the Dome today. And it did disappoint with Cooperstown having an epic comeback in the second half. It just, you know, you go back, it just felt like it was Utica up by 15-20 all game.
Agreed.
And then Cooperstown clawed, and they just were able to keep it down at that 6-8 point, and then they went on a hot streak.
Well, we're hoping to see if Coach Lambert will come over. He's got a lot of media duties right now. He's over with all the TV stations in the far side corner. We've gotten word into him that we'd like to talk to him. If it doesn't work out, we'll wrap things up here. But when you're a sectional champion, we totally understand that. You're going to have some media duties. They got whisked away right away over into the corner where all the TV cameras are. We were here the other night. I stayed pretty late and all the TV people were here doing their stuff after the Cooperstown game, and a lot goes into that, and they had to get their interviews done. So it's been great coverage for Cooperstown. All the Utica TV stations have done a nice job, and
absolutely.
Yeah, so I'm sure they'll be there next weekend as well.
Yeah, Nate, it was a pleasure. Thank you very much for having me again. And
hey,
we'll
do it again.
We're marching to Binghamton next week, too. Hopefully we're courtside and not up top.
Yeah,
for anybody that's listening in Binghamton.
Yeah, we're going to see where we'll be set up at the arena. We've done games there over the years. We've done sectional championship games. We've done state quarterfinal games. We've been kind of all over the place there depending on how things are set up. So we'll see what happens. But I think we'll wrap it up for now. Cooperstown boys win the Section 3 Class C Championship 61-57. The 2 seed knocks off the 1, Utica Academy of Science. I'll catch up with Coach Lambert this week, I'm sure. So, Haz, thanks for coming.
Oh, absolutely. Thanks, Nate. Always a pleasure.
For Matt Hazard, I'm Nate Lull. A big thank you to Jim Tomeo, our in-game producer, back in the WCDO studios. We'll see you next week on Saturday for the Norwich girls, and then a full slate of games on Sunday down in the arena. Have a great week. We'll talk to you then on CDO.